Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, I know, I don't even have to say it, but I will. I'm reloading! Yeah! Let me get the background music crunk up here. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You dig? K100 Internet Radio, man. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. I want to welcome everybody that's hitting me up on the phone lines. Welcome everybody that's checking me out via Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Make sure you put that dash in there. If not, you won't be able to find me. All right. Welcome everybody that's tuning in kind of early on the phone lines. Episode 114. Yeah. Today's topic is about being thankful. All right. You know, we're going to get into all that. I'm going to read a synopsis. I'm going to break it down. You know how I do over here at K100, all right? First things first, you dig? K100 is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Once again, you rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzum. With that being said, we'll talk and indie music station here on the show. And I want to remind everybody that we play music also. I know for the past maybe... Yeah, I don't even know. By the past 5 shows almost, my topics have been so crunk and my shows have been so intense, I have not played any music. But you people know, of course, that I'm a producer and an artist myself, and I got love for the underground scene and the music. So I will, in fact, be playing some music tonight. You can guarantee that. I'm telling you right now, you feel me? I got a new song that I'm going to debut for the first time, a new joint that I did myself. I'm going to debut because a couple people asked me, was like, yo, play that joint on your show this week. You feel me? And it's not totally relevant to what I'm going to be talking about, but it's kind of close. I found a way to tie it in. Moving along. I want to remind everybody also that K100 is on MySpace. We're on Facebook. And we're on iTunes, all right? So I want to make sure that you guys become my friend on MySpace. Become my friend on like the page on Facebook. If you haven't done that already, you should by now. But if you haven't done that, make sure you do that. Make sure you become my personal Facebook friend on Facebook. All right, make sure you do that too. Okay, don't forget to do that. All right, and last but not least, of course, the iTunes. I try to tell everybody, and this is, I actually use this service myself, me, the host of the show. Okay. If you have an iPod or iPad or any kind of Apple software, anything like that, we're an official podcast on iTunes through Blog Talk Connection Partners. They partner with iTunes to get it all hooked up for us nice and sweet. So if you got a used iTunes software for any kind of device, like your just even on your home computer or your iPhone or your iPad or iPod or whatever, we're on iTunes Store. So you know when you sync your Apple product up or whatever and you use iTunes, when you sync it up, to upload some new songs, if you subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes Store, and if you got your computer or whatever on the internet, you'll automatically download the latest episodes of K100, all the episodes that you missed, and everyone subsequently that you didn't get the last time you logged in and checked out the show, okay? So, that's how I take my show on the road with me. I got an iPod. I've been using them since they first came out, and I don't have to go to the website if I really don't want to go click to the show and download the MP3 and then drag it up. All I do is plug in my iPod and hit sync on the iTunes joint. And just like it's going to sync in all the new music you added on your playlist, it's going to put it all in a nice and a neat little folder for you and everything. Use it! I'm telling you, it's the shit. Moving right along. I want to remind everybody to send your music in the MP3 format. All you artists out there that's sending me music, I got two submissions last week in Windows Media format. God damn it. I said MP3s. The show does not play Windows Media. People, pay attention. K100Radio@gmail.com. That is the email to the show. You can send me music. You can also submit ideas for the show or topics that you want to discuss. If you happen in some kind of way find this show without being on Facebook and not being my Facebook friend some kind of way, which I'm glad to have you. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Thanks. All right. Really glad to have you here. But just in case, you're not my FB friend or whatever, then if you want to talk, if you hear something you want to talk about on the show, you want me to discuss, of course, I'm going to put the K100 spin on it. But by all means, send an email to K100Radio, the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, @gmail.com. All right? And that's how you can get me your ideas and your music. All right? Moving right along. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. All right? Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines now. I got somebody actually raising their hand up before I even get a chance to break down the whole synopsis of the show. But, of course, I'm going to go ahead and move to that real quick. We got people already on the phone lines that's ready to talk. All right? Here we go. Episode 114. For those of you who don't know, because I see some unfamiliar numbers on my switchboard already. Just in case you're not my Facebook friend or something or whatever, what I do is for each and every show I write up a synopsis, because this is Blog Talk Radio. And I send that out in text messages. I send that out to MySpace and friends and all that kind of stuff. Email blast it out. And it's basically letting people know what the show is about. And every time I start the show, I go ahead and read the synopsis of the show and give everybody a general idea about what we're going to be talking about on the show tonight. All right? So, this is how I set it off for you. Episode 114. Be thankful. You ungrateful motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. By the way, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100. Yeah! The vent day for K100. We set the week off because we know everybody hate Mondays. Fresh off the weekend. You probably seen some bullshit. So if your baby daddy piss you off, you see some fuckery at the club. On Mondays, every Monday, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100. And before I ask you the questions about the main topic of the show, I will give you a chance to vent about whatever you want to get off your chest. I will let you mash the motherfucker. Yeah. Boss piss you off? Yeah. Child support locked you up? Yeah. Whatever. You can let it fly on K100 every Monday. Mash the motherfucker Mondays, all right? So, the synopsis goes like this. You know what I can't stand? And if you read the topic of today's show, then you already know the answer. It really annoys me when I hear or see an ungrateful person. I just can't stand them, man. I want to mash a motherfucker. All the ungrateful motherfuckers is my official mash for the day. Yeah! Now, this week is Thanksgiving, and you would think some people I know live in a fucking refugee camp in the Middle East. My life at this moment is definitely, and I repeat, definitely not gravy. But I know for a fact, because I have TV, cable, and common sense, that life could be a lot worse. It could, people. I mean, I sit here hosting a radio show. I sit here, you know, recording, doing songs, you know, got this music popping. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff. My kids got food in their stomach. I got somewhere. I got a car. Pretty decent. Got some rims on it. You know what I'm saying? Got my own place. I ain't living with my mama. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all right. And I'm still not having the best year right now. But still, I can't sit here and even form my mouth with everything that I'm going through. And people who know me personally know I'm going through some shit right now. But I still can't sit here and even form my mouth to act like it's the end of the world or to not be grateful for the shit I do have. I'm just not fucking built that way. And I hate motherfuckers who don't see it. So I keep on going. To celebrate Thanksgiving this week, I'm going to set it off and make sure some of you, just in case you forgot, are reminded that even if you live in the hood, ride the bus, living with your mama and shit, more than likely, you have something to be thankful for. The whole point of this holiday this week, which is Thursday, love Turkey Day. The whole point of this holiday is to not think of all the drama and BS that you're going through in life. In fact, it's to do the exact opposite. When the pilgrims came to this country and almost died until the natives helped their ass out, they started this little tradition to show thanks for that help. Now, of course, in hindsight, they should have let them starve and killed them all. But hey, who's keeping up with that, right? All right. Anyway, the point of the show is to pay homage for all those things we take for granted, and give thanks for the good things in life, all right? So, what? You don't have a job and you live with your moms and her new husband and your two kids, and she don't like you damn bad as kids and you don't like him? Well, do you have cancer? No, right. Be thankful, motherfucker. Okay, some people would love to trade places with you because they may not be alive in 6 months. This is my point. To be thankful is something that everybody should do more. I should do more. I do complain. Don't get me wrong. I do complain. I complain about this fucking country, about a lot of bullshit in this country. But at the end of the day, and I want to say this on the record, at the end of the day, no place on earth I'd rather live than this motherfucker. And you talking about somebody who's been to 13 countries. 13 other countries besides this country. None of them are fucking with us. And this country has got its own fucked up shit going on. I understand that. But I'm still thankful to live in America. I mean, what the fuck? As much as I criticize these motherfuckers. Right is right. All right? So, here are the questions. Let's go, people. What are you most thankful for this holiday season? All right. What was the last really good thing that happened to you? Why do you think we as Americans seem so ungrateful as opposed to other countries and cultures? Can a person's environment, this is a key question, can a person's environment make them be ungrateful because they are surrounded by negativity? The key part of that question, when I ask you that question, everybody, I want to remind everybody, the person's environment, right, the surroundings by which you live, can make you be an ungrateful motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? You may not naturally be that way. You may be kind of, you know, but circumstances and situations a lot of times dictate people being ungrateful and not being thankful for what they do have because they're going through so much shit. So that's all they see. And they get blinded by the other shit, the shit they should be thankful for. And it's easy to do. I do it all the time myself. Do you know any ungrateful motherfuckers? I do, and that's what I'm asking today. If you know any, why do you say they're ungrateful? Give me some examples. You know what I'm saying? You got a friend or a homegirl or a family member that's an ungrateful motherfucker? Go ahead and mash them and air them out and tell me about it. Yeah. And one last side question. This is just because it's Thanksgiving and I'm just a nosy motherfucker and I like to eat. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food? What's the one food you just got to have on Turkey Day? I got mine and I swear to God if my mama don't make it, it's on, shawty. It's on. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Gonna get ready to go to the phone lines. I got one person already got their hand up, so I like to go to the phone lines before I start the talking. 347, you're on the air with K100. What's popping?
Hi, Blizzle. It's LaCrush Hearts.
Oh, what's going on, Crush? What's happening, babe? Where you been?
Huh?
Did you get the $150, shawty?
No, I didn't get it. I got $75, though.
What the hell? Boy, this is bad, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? How many friends you got on your friends list? You can't come up with one thing? If you had $150 for a dollar, they can't get it for you, shawty? That's
no,
bad.
Man. Yeah, I know.
Then again,
you on my friends list. You got me? Yeah, uh-huh.
You asked for a dollar, nigga. You just said, I need one thing. If you just asked $150,
yeah, I get it. Don't matter.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Shit, you could donate 50 cents. To the crush fund, PayPal. How you doing, right, babe?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to have me a show that's related to the holidays and keep it crunk and keep it funny. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be too serious. You know what I'm saying? It's Thanksgiving. It's time to kick back and watch some football and gain about 5 pounds and catch up with your family and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, in light of that, episode 114. Be thankful, you ungrateful motherfuckers. Okay, Crush. I got some questions to ask you. You want to hear them?
Sure. Bring them
on. All right. What do you have to be thankful for this holiday season? What's the number one thing that you really feel like? I mean, you can name more than one, but what's the one that you really just really feel thankful for this holiday season?
I'm going to have to say it. It may sound cliche, but I'm going to say it. I recently made my 30th birthday, so the fact that I could celebrate my 30s this holiday season, you know, knock on wood.
That's a big thing.
It's a big thing for me, right?
Well, I tell you what, I tell you why that may be even bigger than most. Where are you from? Where are you born and raised? And
then we're gonna get Brooklyn, New York, baby.
Brooklyn. Okay, so now let's think about this, people. Do you? I know you're not a black male, so you get a little bit more leeway. But just growing up in the hood, growing up in Brooklyn, in the urban. Well, statistically, they give you guys a little more than us. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
As far as making it, you know, when they say making 21 is a big accomplishment for black men in urban environments. You know, they don't have that same stat for black women. Now, you making it to 30 without having two or three kids out of wedlock, or at least kid out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Now that is a fucking accomplishment for you.
Thank you.
But me just living to be 30, coming from if I was a black man, just even living. Breathing at 30 is an accomplishment. You feel what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So don't. That's not really necessarily cliche. That's actually, like I said, if you was born, if you was living in a farm out in Iowa or some shit, not so much. You know what I mean? Not so much. But that is a big accomplishment. You got any kids?
Nope, no babies. I swallow. Yeah.
Yes, that's for you. That is for you. All right, so let me ask you this right here then. Why do you think us as Americans, I don't know if you well traveled or not, but I've been other places and I've seen just how other people value their items, their life, because it's so hard for them to come by shit. You feel what I'm saying? Why do you think I don't know if you've ever been out overseas or not, but why do you think I'll just tell you right now, there is a real bad, Americans are real bad for just not realizing and being grateful for where they at and the things that we have and living in this country. Even the poor people, like there is, some people, poor people are like, nigga, America, nigga, I'm on food stamps, motherfucker. Some places don't got food stamps, motherfucker. You dumb motherfucker. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So why do you think we as Americans are so ungrateful?
I guess because we're not well traveled. I mean, we see it on the news, but it's not realistic. It's not happening to us in our face. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know, talk to nobody who says, you know, they shot guns when they're 5-year-olds. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not in our face. And I think our environment, you know, we have so much. We have TV and all types of media that, you know, paints a pretty picture for us. So. That's not
conclusive. Well, I don't know about the well traveled part, because I've been to countries where motherfuckers can't will never probably you know how black people and niggas in the hood probably will never leave their block and leave their place, but they still value and are more thankful for just the
well, you know, that's how you, it depends on how you're raised as well. You know, some folks are, you know, if your mother, your father, and you have instilled values and you as a person have developed that type of sense of being, then, you know, like, you know, that's something that you believe in. You know, everybody, you can't say everybody's ungrateful. You know what I'm saying?
That's
an individual thing, so.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. Like I said, I'm only mashing the ungrateful motherfucker today. I know everybody's not like that because I'm not an ungrateful motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? I'm grateful. It's hard. It's hard sometimes, and I'm going through some personal shit right now, and it makes me hard to be thankful, but at the end of the day, I'm sitting over here.
Be thankful, yeah.
You know, I'm sitting over here hosting a fucking internet radio show and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just kicking.
I say the same thing.
Yeah, you know. Sipping my vodka and kicking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying the same thing, so I definitely know what you mean by that. You know,
right. So next question: do you think that a person's environment, can a person's environment make them be ungrateful because they're surrounded by negativity? Like you, do you think that it's more of people just being an ungrateful motherfucker from birth? You just that type of motherfucker, or is it that you just your surroundings making you see so much fucked up shit? That's why you ungrateful. That's why you can't be grateful for shit, because of your surroundings. Or do you think that's a trait, a personality trait?
Ungrateful. I'm gonna throw this out here, and I think it's a trait. I don't think it's your environment, because I know for experience, I'm just going by from what I've experienced. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. I've been on my own deathbed. I've, you know, weighed 400 pounds. So, I mean, you know, but I don't take nothing for granted. You know, I'm independent. I have no children. You know, I'm doing me. So, I mean, I think that's just more of somebody just being fucked up and not using it common sense. you know, they lack of, I should say, and just taking, like you said, just taking for granted what's in front of them. I don't think the environment, you know, they'll use that
right.
excuse, but I know I just, you know, contradict myself, but I really don't think it's the environment. But fuck y'all. I could do that.
Right. All right. So I the reason why I asked this question was because I really, when I asked it to myself, I posed every question to myself. I'm on the fence. You feel what I'm saying? Like I want to say that it's a personality trait. You feel what I'm saying? But then again, man, you gotta think about some people just shit. Situation is so fucked up. Like it's hard for you to say, well, you should be grateful. They look at you like nigga, like shut the fuck up, nigga.
Not,
you know what I'm saying? Like you ain't going through what I'm going through, nigga. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck you mean be grateful for what?
But you can't look at nobody else's circle. You get what I'm saying? You can only comment on yourself. You get what I'm saying? And I think that's where we fail to realize. We're worried about what Tom, Dick, and Harry going through. And we, you know, we lose sight of what we're going through. Like, yeah, okay, you may be living in a fucked up world or whatever the case may be, but your ass got a job. You get what I'm saying? You got a roof over your head. You got shoes on your feet. No, you may not say it every day, I'm grateful, or thank the Lord, thanks to God, but when it came down to it, you know, that's how you feel. I may not express it, but I am thankful for what I'm doing because I wouldn't have worked so hard to get where I'm going, you know?
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. True. Okay, now, do you know any ungrateful motherfuckers? Would you like to put an ungrateful motherfucker out there today?
Yes,
this motherfucker
I do.
Retardedly ungrateful?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Them skinny bitches that think they fat. Ungrateful bitches that sit up there and eat pounds and pounds of food and don't gain no weight and then say they fat. You have to. You skinny bitch.
So let me put it in layman's terms for the rest of the motherfuckers. You saying the ungrateful motherfuckers are ungrateful for a high metabolism?
Exactly.
Are they ungrateful for high metabolism? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Skinny bitches. All you skinny bitches out here, you should be a crushed heart. You should be thankful, bitch. For your motherfucking skinny ass, goddamn jeans, and your goddamn high metabolism, you skinny bitch. That's what Crush told me to tell y'all.
Thank you,
Crystal. All right. Well, I'll give you an added one. It's mashing motherfucking Mondays, of course. unless you want to use that as your mash, I don't know. That's just
no. I don't want to use that as my mash. I got another mash for you.
Okay, go ahead. Give it to me.
Okay, so. I don't know if you checked out my Facebook page, but, you know, I have something called the Crush Can Collection, where, you know, I, you know, took the can, put it in my mouth, I took a picture, did a little video, and then I got emails, messages, and they was hating on me. So fuck all those guys that was hating on me and all those girls.
Wait a minute.
That was hating on me with my can collection.
I mean, you saying they was hating on you, like
yeah, they was hating on me.
Hating is a big thing. Look, people use the word hating, and I do it too. I want to kill myself every time I fucking say it. It's so cliche, like swag. But we just use it. We've just turned it into an American word. Like it's part of the dictionary now. You feel me with us? But what do you mean when they were hating? What did they do? I saw the pictures. I mean, I saw it, but like. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so one of them, I'm just going to sum it up. One of them, a guy cursed me out.
Why?
Because he asked me if I can do to him what I did to the crush cans. And I said, I doubt if you're as big as the crush cans. So he cursed me out. And I wasn't being mean. I was just being truthful. That's realistic. I doubt if you're, you know, big as the crush can. So he cursed me out. You big, fat, little eating bitch, and you know, he just pissed me out, so fuck him.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'm mashing for you.
Thank you.
I mash everybody who flipped out on the homegirl crush about...
Exactly. My kids, it was for entertainment purposes only.
Right. I don't understand why somebody felt the need to touch you
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
What were you trying... What were you... Okay, before I go on to the next caller, what the hell were you even trying to...
You know what? I was sitting here one day, and they had gave me some stuff, and some stuff wrapped up in some stuff, and it was, like, green. And, I, and, I, was sitting, and house.
So you got fucking high.
And I had a Pepsi can in it.
You were eating cans and putting it on Facebook. And you didn't think
and
that
it went
was
from the actually, I did the Pepsi can, and then I started getting requests. So shout out to those who actually show love. I got a request, and I did a video with the, you know, some people didn't believe me, so I had to do a video. Did the video yesterday. So, you know, I got requests for that. It wasn't like, you know, so it was just fun. Something to do. Well,
okay.
I'd rather put that in my mouth than some of these penises out here. That's the safest blowjob I've ever gave. No, I'm just playing.
Because you have given so many. yes. Crush. Do you have any information you'd like to give to the people about the show? I don't even know. You're doing your show still, right?
Yes. I
right,
do
okay.
Fall Fantasy Radio live every
go
Tuesdays
ahead,
and Thursdays at 9
uh-huh.
p.m. Eastern
okay.
on Blog Talk Radio. We have our own little community up now, social network, and we play music. And I have it's a Super Fluffy Takeover this month. So tomorrow I have another Super Fluffy for my big girls and big community. I have another web entrepreneur / BBW model / wrestler, squasher. So that's going down tomorrow. So,
all right.
On fantasyradio.com.
But you know, I have to mash you, right?
Yeah.
You know why I'm mashing you, right?
Why?
Because I don't think I've ever heard of anyone. No one's ever told me, and I've never called a show or been requested for an interview about my music. I've never heard a Blizzom song on the Fantasy Phone Hour.
Oh,
yeah. Sit up here,
yeah,
and you're going to call
yes,
the fucking K100 radio show and say you play music, and I know
fact,
you play my
you're
shit.
You're one of the three people that's up on my board right now. See? So there you go. You're wrong.
You play the music? What you play?
I have two of your songs, and you was actually one of the only three artists that was actually on my board, my switchboard. So
okay.
I have been playing your songs. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. I'll match myself back.
Yeah!
I need to let me know. Your time slot is in the middle of my show.
I didn't know that, but we'll work it out. Don't worry. I'm going to do a special show. I got more plans. And
right.
I haven't done any music artists because I was doing the other show, but now I'm not doing that. So I'll get you in January because I'm booked for December and I'm booked for November. So I probably got you in January.
All right. That's what's up. I have more music up by then. All right. Thanks for holding on and stay on the line if you can. You want me to keep your mic open since you're a BTR host?
If you want. Okay.
All right. I'll do it. Just keep meet your background. Next up, Shay. What's happening, babe? Shay.
What's up? How y'all doing?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I got Crush on the line, too. You know, I'm going to leave my BTR host mics open. You know what I'm saying? Let them do a little co-hosting with me. They be showing me some love. You feel me like that, too. All right. So you're on the air with K100. 347-934-0966. Remember everybody that's on my phone line. You know what I noticed? I've been on Nooney's show. Games, I haven't ran this board before, but even with games, everybody on them shows always hit the number one and want to talk, but I get a gang of motherfuckers on K100 who be all on my phone lines and just be silent. Am I that opinionated where they just want to listen to me and they don't want to say nothing? What is that about?
You're so animated when you talk, they just want to listen. I've had people tell me, like, I just call in, I just want to listen because I be scared to talk. I just like to listen to y'all.
I don't understand that. I'm mashing all you people that's not going to hit the number one tonight.
Yeah!
If you're on the phone lines, hit the number one so you can talk to me. 347-934-0966. Welcome, everybody. Also, welcome to everybody that's listening to this as a podcast after the fact, after the live airing. Thanks anyway. I take that support. You got me at 11,500 and something numbers right now. You got my stats high. All right, Shay. Episode 114. Be thankful, you ungrateful motherfuckers. All right? It's the name of the show. Okay, Shay, what do you have to be thankful for this holiday season? What's the big thing that you're thankful for? You can name more than one, but what are you really thankful for this holiday season?
I'm thankful to be one of them skinny bitches with a high metabolism.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
I'm back in front of that.
Why did I know you were going to say that? You know what I'm saying? I know you said that because Crush Hart's on the line, and I'll take that. Shay is one of them skinny people. that eat a lot. I think it all go to a head. That's my homegirl. I got love for her. You know what I'm saying? And her ass. Shay.
What's up?
What are you really thankful for besides being a skinny bitch with a good metabolism? What else are you thankful for? All
right, this year, I moved around a whole lot this year. I think I moved more this year than I have probably in my whole life. So I think the thing that I'm most thankful for is just having a nice, safe home, a place to call home. That's the thing that I'm most thankful for.
That's true because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, that's my thing with, like, I be trying to tell people, man, it's just like, yo, man, you know, so many people don't even got that, man. Like, so many people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So many people just don't have just somewhere that they can go and call home and just, it may not be a mansion or whatever, man, you feel me? But it's like, yo, man, for real, like you going home, like, you ain't going to the underpass. You feel me? You ain't going to the rescue mission, to the shelter or no shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, you going home. Yeah, nigga, your home may be the projects, nigga. Your home may be, if you in Bay County, a shack. It may be the blue spot, whatever you want to call, consider low income or whatever, nigga. Or it may be a trailer park or whatever. It don't fucking matter. You going home. You know what I'm saying? If you can't wrap your mind around the fact that it's billions probably of people who can't say that. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Probably right in your immediate area, if you're from a urban sprawl city like Atlanta, it's probably a couple of 100,000. And if you're from somewhere like Panama City, it's probably a couple of 100 or maybe close to 1,000, maybe thousands, who can't do that because they may be living with somebody else, so it really ain't their home. So then when you take that into consideration, that's thousands of people. When you take that into consideration that there's so many people who can't even say that, how could you really say, I'm finna go home and then be an ungrateful motherfucker at the same time?
Yeah, I'm thankful every morning to wake up that, you know, this is my home. You know what I mean?
Right.
The one thing that I'm the most thankful for. Of course, I'm thankful for my health and, you know, for just waking up and for my family and the love and support of my family and friends. But, you know, overall, when I look back at this year, I am really grateful to have a home, a place to call home.
Right, right. And that's good. I'm thankful for that. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for that right now. I got somewhere to call home. That's where I pay bills at, and that's mine, that I can do whatever I want to do in the motherfucker. Even if I was living with somebody, if it wasn't that serious, it wasn't no big deal, it wasn't no major issues, I'd still be grateful to call that home, because some people can't even do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Some people can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I gotta, anybody who can't understand that, man, fuck you, you just stupid. You know what I'm saying? You really just don't get it. All right, Shay. Next question that I got for you is, hold on. I'm gonna put my screen back up. Okay, yeah. Why do you think? And I don't know. Have you really traveled overseas yet before? I don't think you've ever said that before. Have you ever?
Just Canada. I don't know what to count that as overseas. That's
outside of the country or whatever. I want to ask that because it's the precursor to this question. Why do you think that we as Americans, as in this country, in this society, why do you think that we're so ungrateful as opposed to other countries? Because we got a lot of issues and shit here. You feel what I'm saying or whatever, you know. But why do you think across the world we have that brand? I've been to other countries. I've been overseas and stuff like that. And we have that brand. You feel me? We have the brand of being the country that's got it all and don't even fucking know what to do with it or don't understand that we got it all. Why do you think that is about us?
I think that is so is because we're spoiled. Americans as a whole are just a spoiled group of people. I mean, from, you know, conception on, we are just a spoiled group of people. We've gotten so accustomed to getting what we want. And when we don't get what we want, then, it's, you know, things just don't go right. I mean, when we don't really be appreciative for having just the basic things that we need. There are so many people who don't have the things that they need, much less want. I mean,
right.
You know, you can one in one hand shit in the other and see which fills up faster. You know, if you got what you need, if you got food, you got, you know, shelter, you got something to put on your back, no matter if it's, you know, a brand name or not, then, you know, you can. Because it's people who don't even have clean running water, who don't know where their next
right.
meal come
right.
from.
Right. It's crazy because when you go over to some of them countries and shit, and you know what I'm saying, you just see how dingy they look, and you know, I mean, motherfucker, be grateful that you got a motherfucking store you can go to where your meat is all nicely wrapped up in a little motherfucking plastic container with saran wrap on it, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers have to goddamn go and goddamn get their food chopped up into pieces at the butcher store. We so advanced, even plumbing, toilets that flush, electricity. Motherfucker, spend a week in a Palestinian refugee camp, motherfucker, and holler back about your issues, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, man. I just don't know. But America, we have that reputation, and I've seen it firsthand that when you go other places overseas, they look at us, and that's why a lot of them, I think, don't like us.
Yeah.
Because of that. Because even our poor don't realize how great it is. Like I told Crush, our poor like to sit here and complain about food stamps. Motherfuckers that don't get food stamps, that don't get well, that don't got public housing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, all this shit that y'all complain about and all that shit, yeah, it's fucked up. And it's okay to complain, but at the end of the day, you still got to be thankful for the fact that service is even available for you, because in a lot of countries, it's not even available. It's like, bitch, you going to starve if you don't get out here and do whatever.
It's better than eating rice and picking out the bugs.
I mean, at the end of the day. All right, next question. This is my meat and potatoes question about this particular show. Do you think a person's environment causes them to be ungrateful, or do you think they just born an ungrateful motherfucker? Which one do you think is, when you see somebody and they're ungrateful, do you think it's because of their environment? Because people can go through a whole bunch of bullshit and grow up in the hood and shit and feel like, what the fuck I got to be grateful for because they live in an environment? Or do you think it's a person's personality, it's in their nature to just be an ungrateful motherfucker? Which one?
I wouldn't say it's in their nature, because two people could come from the same background and environment and come out differently. But so I would say it's a combination of environment and just social conditioning, I think, because, you know, I've seen wealthy people be ungrateful, always want more and not even really appreciating what they have and not even realizing that it's somebody down the street who has far less.
So that would suggest that it's more of a personal nature. It's more of a people problem. It's more of a you issue. It's more of a you problem.
Because I think sometimes, like, when you're born into money and that's your social environment, then it doesn't mean as much for you. That's what I mean by, you know, socialization like that.
Okay. Well,
I think that maybe if they were born with less, then, you know, they might have a tendency to appreciate what they do get a little bit more.
Yeah, but see, I wrote the question, when I typed up the question, I looked at it, and I posed it every time. I do this with every question I ask to everybody. I pose it to myself so I can know how I would answer it, and I was like, fuck, I don't even know. I came up with 50-50. I think it's got something to do with environment. But then again, you can't really say that, because you can get two people who live in the projects, and one motherfucker can cherish life, love it, and want to live it to the fullest and want to get out the hood. And you got some motherfucker that grew up right across the hallway from their ass in the same motherfucking pissy-ass building, walking down the same pissy-ass hallway and elevators, and them motherfuckers hate life and like, fuck the hood, ain't got shit to live for, and they on some whole other shit. That's why I really had to go ahead and lean towards, it's more of a you issue when you meet an ungrateful motherfucker. It's just that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? More so than the environment.
That could be true. I think something had to make that person feel that way.
What? What'd you say?
I said I think something had to have happened and that person must have made them feel that way.
But Shay, I just told you the scenario where both of them people grew up in the same fucking environment.
Yeah, that's true. It just made me wonder, like, you know, well, what happened with the other person? Why they felt like they needed to strive harder? And
they just the mother... Just, you know what, this goes back to what we had to show when we argued the other day about a motherfucker's born evil or not. And that we went on that, we took that on a tangent. But, I mean, you got to look at it for what it is, because if these two people both grew up in the fucking hood and the projects and shit, and both of them live across the hall from each other, and all of a sudden, one cherishes life, one understands they want to get out of the hood and have something better, and they're grateful for the fact they got a roof over their head, and the motherfucker across the hall, all he want to do out here is go rob, kill, and sell dope, and want to stay in the projects forever and get money and kill every fuck everybody. I mean, what the fuck? It's that nigga's got an issue. It's him. It's the dude. It's the person, the chick, or whoever.
Yeah, I give you that. 50-50, I would say. Because some people do get that mentality, like, when they go through something, it's like, well, they owe me. They feel like they owed something because they didn't have.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand what you were saying, and I get the people who are going to call in tonight, and they're going to say, man, you don't understand. If you grew up in them situations or whatever, you probably would be like, look, stop, pump your brakes. So I understand all that, but at the end of the day, I think being an ungrateful motherfucker is a you problem, and that's why I'm mashing them all tonight on Mashing Motherfucker Monday. And
you can always find something to be happy and be thankful about.
Some people just can't, Shay. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's a you problem. Two more questions, and then I'm going to let you do your mash. Well, actually, one more question. It's kind of one altogether. Oh, no, I didn't even ask Crush. Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second, baby. I got to ask you this last question. I forgot to ask you, and I know you got to answer.
Potato salad.
Okay. All right, y'all know what I'm going to ask then. All right. Shay, first question is, do you know any ungrateful motherfuckers? And if you know any ungrateful motherfuckers, go ahead and tell me why you think they're ungrateful.
You know what? I have no idea. I have been wondering about this. This woman that I work with, I mean, I think she's just miserable. She, every single night that I work, she never smiles. And when she is smiling, it's only because she's laughing or saying something negative about somebody. I just do not get that. And this woman is a, I guess you could say, a retired nun. I don't know how you get to be a nun and retire from being a nun, but, you know, that's a whole nother story. I mean, it kind of makes me wonder about, you know, her morals in that sense. But, yeah, this chick, she don't never. She always, we come in and everybody's like, well, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? And I'm like, I don't know. She must just be miserable. And she's
let me ask you this before I go. 910, you up next, and then I see Keisha F. Let me ask you this, Shay. This sounds like you're just dealing with a bitch. Now, I don't want people to come in here tonight and confuse a motherfucking bitch, a motherfucker just being a bitch or a bitch nigga with being an ungrateful motherfucker. I'm talking about literally a motherfucker just doing some ungrateful ass shit. You know, this motherfucker who with goddamn grandparents shit, living in their motherfucking house, and then gonna have a nerve to goddamn get mad when they ask them to pay for some motherfucking bills and that motherfucker when they got their income tax check. That motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The truly ungrateful motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
It's ungrateful in the work sense, so I'm trying to think of something else and I can think about it.
Because it sounds like this lady you talking about is just an old bitter bitch, which is far from being ungrateful.
You're ungrateful for being alive, ungrateful for the God that kept her alive to work in that convent all this time. She's just hateful. I mean, if somebody's that hateful, then they must be ungrateful, because when you have love in your heart, or happiness and peace, you can't be bitter. You can't be ungrateful.
I reckon so. I guess. I'll give you that. Touche. All right, this is my side question for the show. What's your favorite holiday? Everybody, I'm going to ask everybody this. Crush immediately said tater salad. But you know what, Crush? Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You said tater salad, but I eat tater salad on GP. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can eat this at a barbecue in the goddamn summertime. I'm talking about what's the motherfucking Thanksgiving Day dish that you only really eat on Thanksgiving that you can't do without, that you got to have. Now, if tater salad is still your choice, that's cool. If you can't have Thanksgiving without having a motherfucking tater salad, then it is what it is. Is that your choice? Is it tater salad?
I'm going to have to say stuffing from scratch. Not that stovetop, nah.
Stuffing from scratch?
Homemade. Yeah, stuffing from scratch.
That's crushes. This is my little side question for the show. What about you, Shay? What's your Thanksgiving dish that you just got to have, like, on Thanksgiving? Or it's going
to
be a problem.
It's got to be the turkey and dressing. It can't just be the turkey. Can't just be the dressing. They got to go together, turkey and dressing.
The turkey and the dressing. What kind of turkey? The fried turkey or the
turkey, but usually we do it smoked on the smoker. Yeah.
You gotta try that fried turkey, man. That fried turkey, fried in peanut oil.
It's my maker, and I ain't got no thing to fry it in. So,
man, the fried turkey. Alright, that's all I gotta say. All right, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Before you go, go ahead.
Dang. Well,
you know what? You know, for the past couple of weeks, and maybe, you know what, Shay? I'm not even going to force your hand. You just need to be thankful that you ain't had a motherfucker to even mash in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With your happy-go-lucky, perfect life, skinny bitch ass. Right, Crush? That's what Crush is sitting over there saying, skinny bitch.
I wasn't always skinny, whatever.
That's what Crush is saying in her brain over there. And right now, she's sitting over there saying, you know, for everybody who, I got like a lot of people on my line. For those of y'all who just tuned in, my homegirl Crush from the Crush Show, Fantasy Phone Radio, is on the phone also. She's a blog talk radio host too. And she's mad. She said that who she felt was ungrateful. She said all skinny bitches with high metabolism who don't understand what it's like to goddamn not be able to eat what the fuck they want and don't get fat. That was her answer. Of course, crush is on the heavier side of things. You understand?
Fuck
what
that. I am super fluffy for all those. Don't try to sugarcoat that shit. I ain't gonna say shit. Crush ain't saying.
What you want me to say? She a fat bitch? Is that what
that's
you want me to
exactly
say?
Exactly. That's it. Crush. I love my belly. I think about it. I don't want to be skinny. Shit.
Yeah, you do. Stop lying.
No,
you
I don't.
If you can have a wand, if you can wave a magic wand right now, Crush, you can just be skinny, you would do it. As much as you like to hate skinny bitches, you do it.
No.
You know, you just like Star Jones and Monique and all the rest of
really not.
Of
I, listen,
stop
I've
it.
Had the
stop
opportunity.
It.
I've been offered the opportunity too. And I really don't. I can't. I like to eat.
But you were offered a magic wand to magically make you lose a weight overnight? No, you wasn't.
If it was a magic wand, that's something different.
Right. Okay, I'm not gonna let you get away with it.
I had to work to get this way.
I'm not letting you get away with it. All right, Shay.
Okay, I'm gonna have to mask that old bitch in my job.
Fine.
Yes!
That's her for you. I got it. Stay on the line, all right? I gotta get to these calls.
All right, I'm here.
All right, 910, get at me.
What's going on?
What's going on? Oh, this is my homie Doug. What's happening, homie?
What's good?
Good, man. Thanks for calling back to the show. Welcome back. I'm coming to everybody. I got plenty of time. I got an hour and 15 minutes. I'm going to get all of y'all. Hang around. All right? First of all, since this is Doug's first Monday on my show, which that I know of, Doug, we have a tradition on Mondays at K100 Internet Radio called Mash the Motherfucker Mondays.
Yeah!
You know when you just mash a motherfucker, when you just want to goddamn fuck a motherfucker up? You know that sound?
Yeah!
This is how we let people call in and just basically go ahead and just vent about anything that's been eating at them. So go ahead real quick before I get into what we're talking about on the show. You got anything or anybody that you'd like to mash today?
Man, you know what? I've been pretty good. Life is going good for me, man. I ain't stressing the dumb motherfuckers, man. I don't have time for it. Why give my energy to dumb motherfuckers when the dumb shit, man? I don't have nobody to mash today, man.
All right. Hey,
you know what? You know what?
Hey,
you know
man.
What?
Hey, listen.
Hold on.
Hey, that's good. That's good. What?
I had one.
Go ahead.
I love my wife, man. She's a good, great woman. But I had to get in her ass I was about to buy her a Christmas present, and I was about to use my credit card. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I had to call the credit card company. It was like, well, somebody took a cash advance for $80. I said, oh, okay. I said I had to call her, bitch your ass out about that. I said, I just told you about using my credit card without telling me.
Right. Well, we'll go ahead and mash spouses who make financial decisions without talking to the spouse.
Yeah!
We'll mash all of them tonight. Everybody who's
mash
spouse would have spent some motherfucking money without talking to the motherfucking spouse about it.
Yeah!
We'll mash them all. How about that?
I was about to buy a Christmas present. You know, I still could get it. I just want to put it on that car. But it's all good. I said, you know, I'm gonna wait to the last minute.
All right. That's what's up. All right. So, episode 114. Be grateful. Be thankful, you ungrateful motherfuckers. That's what we're talking about tonight on K100 Internet Radio. You dig? All right. So, the first question to my homie is, what are you grateful for? Truly and honestly, what are you grateful for this holiday season? What's the number one thing you're grateful for?
Oh, man, I guess to be working, man.
That's good. I was waiting for somebody to say that. I ain't even motherfucking working right now. I mean, this is
working.
Work, but this is not getting me. I'm not getting a fucking check from this shit.
You
know what I'm saying?
I hate you, man.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So if you're employed in 2010 after all the shit the Republicans and Wall Street and Bush let happen to this fucking country right about now, if you're not getting an unemployment check right now, you need to be goddamn. That need to be your number one thing that you're talking about. I understand you love your family and your kids and all that, but motherfucker, if you got a job, I need to hear it. That need to be the number one thing that you got to say, especially if
you know
a motherfucker
what?
Who ain't got now. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I've been there. I've been unemployed and I had to get an unemployment check. But the thing is that, you know, I chose to leave a government job working for the VA to go out and venture and start my own business. And,
yeah.
And the great thing is that it's going great. You know what I'm saying? And I'm blessed to be. And that was a real, real nervous time for me to do that, to leave my government job and where
yeah.
I could retire from to go to start my own business and do what I'm doing. And it's going great. And I can't complain, man. And you know, I'm just happy to be able to work and keep those bills paid, man.
Hell yeah. And I'm going through the same thing right now with this old fucking government job that I'm associated with. And I'm branching out and doing my own shit. I just need somebody to cut the check. Somebody cut the check.
I hear you.
All right. I need a fucking sponsor around this bitch. All right. So, homie, why do you think, and I know since you've been in the military like me, you've been to other countries and stuff. Why do you think Americans are so damn ungrateful? Why do you think us, America, our culture, how we are in this country, why do you feel like we so ungrateful? Because we got so much shit over here that so many other countries don't got, but we are some of the most complainingest motherfuckers.
Man,
why do you think that is?
Like the girl who was talking before I got on, she said we were spoiled, you know, and it's true. I said, we've been to other countries, man. And that's normal for them, the way they live. And by me going over and seeing that, and I'm saying, like, man, can I live like this? And you'd be like, and it's normal for them. They know how to cope, and they know how to do what they need to do to live and survive. But us as Americans, we got so much stuff going on. We got all this technology. We got, you know, and just hearing about when I worked in California, and I had a lot of Mexicans work for me, and people who, I had a black person who didn't want to work for me because of what they was going to do. The Mexicans would do it in a minute. Just like they were saying that, you know, Mexicans would do jobs before that black people or any other people that would do here in the United States. A job is a fucking job that's going to keep your bills paid. We are spoiled. And our people in these other countries, like I heard you say, we can go to the store and get our meat wrapped up in plastic wrap and everything. These people out there killing their stuff are not finding anything. So, like the girl said before, man, we just too spoiled. And they don't know how to handle it. You know, let me take the cell phone and the laptop to my daughter, man. She'll fucking lose control.
Yeah. And that's crazy, man. We were spoiled. But our kids, the generation of under, nigga, what? Them motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh, man. They just right. But you know what? Our moms and dads say the same thing about us. And it probably so. Compared to baby boomers, we was rotten. You feel what I'm saying? And baby boomers was rotten compared to World War II, you know what I'm saying? The World War II kids, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. But I don't know, man. I guess we're going to go with a general consensus of spoiled. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to say the same thing. We just spoiled. I guess.
But we don't know no other way. So, I mean, is it really being spoiled or that's just the way we have been designed?
Doug, would you like to answer Crush?
Crush, you hit it right on the nose. There's nothing else. You know, when we were growing up, when we were younger, you know what I'm saying, we didn't have the cell phones and all, so we were outside playing with our friends and everything. You know, now you got the MTVs and the BETs, all the videos, and then, like, my daughter just turned 16 in October, so guess what the hell we did? A sweet 16 party. So, I'm in the pocket like $5,000-$6,000 on this party. The whole damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow, I had a cake and some ice cream.
Man, you know, hold on. The cake alone, I got an expensive-ass wife that likes expensive-ass things. Mm-hmm. So the cake alone on my daughter was $400 for the damn cake alone.
Wow, nigga.
We went to Maxwell. I don't know about that.
So, I mean, but to what Chris said, it's what we're used to. Is that really being spoiled? I still say, hell yeah.
But it's still being spoiled. If you're going to say it's spoiled, you got to blame it on the government.
Is it being spoiled or is it being normal?
That's what I'm saying.
I know what she's saying.
A lot of things, of course, sees is that they all have different cultures and different governments.
Okay.
So, I mean, am I spoiled because our government actually offers us assistance other than somebody else's government doesn't do that for them?
I'm not saying that you just shouldn't. I'm not saying that. Look, there's advantages of living in America and all that right there. But I think that we as Americans we just don't realize how good we have it. And the name of the show is Be Thankful, You Ungrateful Motherfuckers. And I'm saying that I'm trying to just focus on, okay, like you said, this is the norm for America. It's normal for Americans to have plumbing and running water, even if you live in the motherfucking project in a fucking trailer park or whatever, in a shack. You still should have electricity and running water. But And that's normal. And when you don't have it, it's like a travesty in America. But at the end of the day, people don't take the time out to even be grateful of that simple fact. And this is what I'm trying to highlight on this show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Sure. Yes, it's normal, but it still doesn't make sense.
Like, we don't know, but a lot of us don't know. Once again, I say if you can't experience it firsthand, you don't get the seriousness of it, you know, if you don't experience it firsthand, like
right.
Me just seeing it on TV, it's just me seeing it on TV.
But you've seen it on TV. I've seen
it
in real life.
But you know what it is.
No, I know you. I'm just saying in general speaking. Like, I've been
to
grocery
stores. Right.
I'm not trying to go to grocery stores. I like it right here.
Right. But the thing is, I think I have a more, I mean, I guess me and Blue, we being in the military, we got the chance to see the way other countries live.
Mm-hmm,
it kind of puts in your mind, like, wow. It's normal for them, but I'm looking at myself like, man, I couldn't live like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, I'm going to the next question, and I got people raising their hand. I got to get to them.
Go ahead, man.
The next question, Doug, is this is the key question that I want to make everybody just really focus on. Can a person? What do you think? When you encounter a person and you feel like, you know, this is an ungrateful motherfucker, all right? What do you think is the real principle behind them being that way? Do you think, which one do you think has more to do with it? Their environment? Or is it that a you problem? Is that their personality? Is it a personality trait? Or are they products of their environment? That's why they're ungrateful, because they're surrounded. A person that's surrounded by a bunch of negativity, they're living through hard times and going all that, so they just can't find anything to be grateful for. Even though I know for a fact there's something to be grateful for, they're just not looking at it. Or do you think that's just a personality trait? Which one?
It can be both. I mean, it was more the personality, the environment. I don't want people to blame their environment the way they are. People grew up in fucked up environments, but they made choices in their life to do something different. But, you know, yeah, they're ungrateful people, and it's their choice. You know, I had a brother, my only brother, that's, you know, God rest his soul, he's dead now. He lived with me several times, but never once when he wanted to fucking pay for food or do nothing. But you living in my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I'm not begging you or asking you, but shit, offer it. Never give me the chance to say, no, I don't need you to do it. At least offer it to me. Don't mooch off me. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ungrateful that way. You know what I think? And I don't think it's environment. We came from the same environment. I'm not that way.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a point that where we lost our jobs and we had to move back to Ohio. Me and my two kids live with my mother-in-law.
Right.
But we live in her house, but we get unemployment. And I said, look, let me pay for the water bill. Let me put money on the ledger. So you can tell me. She said, no, I don't want you to do that. I said, no, I have to do it, because it's part of me. I can't sit here and live in your house and your electric and your water and your food's going up because me and my kids are living here. So no,
right.
I had to.
Right, right. I understand. So you're gonna go with it's more of a, which one is it? You got, if you had to pick one, you think it's more of a person. When I encounter people, like I said, I think it's more of a you problem than an environment problem.
Yeah.
Like you just said, two people can grow up in the same environment, and one is grateful for life. Two people can grow up in the projects, and one is just grateful to be alive and be able to have food and have them food stamps to get food. And other motherfuckers just look at it like, man, I live in the slums. Fuck being grateful. I ain't got shit. Fuck it. You feel what I'm saying?
It's a you problem.
Yeah, it's a you problem. That's what I'm going with. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. The one side question, of course, is what's your favorite Thanksgiving food that you just got to have on Thanksgiving? Like, if they ain't got the goddamn dish at Thanksgiving dinner, you like, what the fuck is the business?
Girl said the turkey and turkey and dressing, but I rather have the dressing with the cranberry sauce. I got to have the dressing. It got to be homemade, not some damn stovetop. It got to be homemade.
Everybody say the dressing. Everybody says the dressing.
You don't eat turkey every day. You can eat turkey every day, but you don't get dressing all the time. But I got to have that dressing with the cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I don't know people who just randomly smoke a turkey outside of Thanksgiving, honestly. Who does that? Who just randomly smokes a turkey?
Well, I don't know about smoking, but we're going to deep fry one and we're going to bake one.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, who does that? Even if it ain't even whichever way you make the turkey, who really does it like that? You make turkey sandwiches, but not really turkey like that, unless it's Thanksgiving.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta put it out in the grill and smoke it. And then sometimes it depends on where you live, the weather ain't too hot, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with turkey on my answer, because I mean, who really does Thanksgiving without a turkey? For real? Where are them niggas? All right. Thanks for tuning in, man. Thanks for holding on. I'm going to the rest of these callers. Let me get to them, all right?
All right, man. Hold it down, man. You know I'm always going. I'm a new fan, man, so hold it down.
All right, man. Thanks. All right, 850.
I don't have turkey.
And then 903. What'd you say, Fresh?
I don't have turkey.
See yourself. All right, Keisha F and then 903 and then another 850. I see a couple more people on the line. Maybe they'll hit the one when they can talk. I got about 15 people on here right now. I don't know. Some of these motherfuckers, probably some ungrateful motherfuckers. Normally I have closer to 20s, upper 20s, but everybody want to be ungrateful and shit today. I don't understand. Ungrateful motherfuckers. Keisha F and then 903, you're up next. Keisha.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. First of all, you know this edition on Mondays here at K100 Internet Radio is Mash Your Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah!
Let me hear it.
I don't know. I don't think I have anybody to mash. I'm going to mash myself for messing up my hair this weekend. That's what I'm going to mash. But I'm good now.
How did you mess up an afro, Keisha? How did you mess up an afro?
No, I didn't mess it up. I gave myself a protein treatment, and I've never done it before, and it really made my hair dry. That's the only thing. So right now we're just in the deep conditioning mode and getting it back to normal. But that's all.
Well, I guess mash you for that.
So
I mean, you know what? I'm just mashing you in general for messing up an afro. Mash yourself.
Oh, my God.
I goddamn, who messes up the afro? It's like me having a fade and goddamn fucking up my hair. Where they make this nigga at? Hey, you said mash yourself, so I did.
I know. Right. Thank you.
All right. Episode 114. Be thankful, you ungrateful motherfuckers. Keisha, tell me, what are you really thankful for this holiday season? What's your number one thing?
Well, outside of the usual, you know, friends, family, work, or what have you, I'm thankful for the invitation. I'm glad I don't got to cook nothing. That's what I'm thankful for.
Oh, you don't got to cook? Why you don't got to cook?
No. Because my sister's doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, one thing. Hey. Yeah, grateful for going to eat a big-ass Thanksgiving meal and you not have to goddamn cook nothing.
Exactly. I'm grateful for the invitation.
Right, that's what's up. Okay, Keisha, why do you think we as Americans are so ungrateful? From what I can tell, we some ungrateful motherfuckers. We as Americans in this country, as a culture of people, we always bitch and complain about the itty-bitty shit, and it's never really the necessities most times. Why do you think that is?
Because we don't know anything else. If we knew life in other countries, I mean, if we knew life freaking Mexico, if we knew life in doggone, what's the country, in Haiti, someplace close, we wouldn't be the way that we are.
See,
so,
Crush just said, well, she don't know, and we don't know. Yes, the fuck we do. You motherfuckers ain't going to sit here and tell me you ain't seen the little commercials with the little African babies with the big stomachs. You seen the commercials with the little African babies with the big stomachs, Keisha?
You can change that channel. You don't have to watch that. Seeing it is not.
But you know it's there. You know it exists.
That may be true, but I don't have to live that way. I see the little poor little Ethiopian children with the big belly, but I don't have to live that way, and my kids don't have to live that way. So I don't know.
That's why you should be thankful that you don't have to live that way.
And I am, but not everybody is. Not everybody feels that way.
That's what I'm saying. So you are. You've never been over to Ethiopia and seen the little babies with the big stomachs, but you know that exists. So I'm trying to figure out why the rest of these motherfuckers can't get a clue.
That's
my problem.
Because they don't have a heart to. I guess they don't have a heart to. Some people are just ungrateful and they just choose to be upset about life all the time. Some people, it's a choice. Some people make the choice to just be ungrateful and be dirty and mean and nasty and not happy about anything that happens in their life. They draw negative energy to themselves. Some people like that.
Okay. I guess so. They just, and this leads up to my next question. Do you think being ungrateful and not being grateful for what you have is an environment problem or a you problem? Do you think people are products of their environment and that's why?
I definitely think it's a personal thing. It's not an environmental thing because I grew up in the project. So, no, it's not an environmental thing.
When you were living in the project, were you still grateful for the thing?
Yeah, I was grateful too. I was grateful for the little books for food stamps. I was grateful that we could walk down to the store and get whatever we needed. I was grateful that if I had to go to my grandma's house because something happened, I was grateful for everything. I was grateful for all of it.
I was grateful for that government cheese.
Exactly. Grateful for them big fat cheese sandwiches.
That cheese.
Yes. Girl, with great jelly food.
Yes.
Grateful.
All right.
Grateful.
Okay. All right. Last
grateful
but not least.
Milk and white boxes of cereal.
All right, what about the last question? Do you know any ungrateful motherfuckers? Can you give me an example of an ungrateful motherfucker that you feel? Now listen, everybody, when I ask you this, give me an example of an ungrateful motherfucker. It ain't gotta be nobody you know personally. It could be some shit you seen on TV of an ungrateful motherfucker or anything. Just give me an example of, you know, a motherfucker just being ungrateful to you.
I'll give you an example of somebody being ungrateful. And it comes down to dating. I am very single and have no issue with it. I have a friend who has a big issue with being single. She's got this dude that wants to be with her. He just moved here, don't know nobody else in town, hasn't been, you know, grabbed up, swooped up by the white chicks, nothing. And she acts like she's scared to be around him. Girl, you better man up. I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. He's nervous because he's coming over and y'all about to go on a date. You better put your shoes on and get out the door.
So you want to match the goddamn motherfucking ungrateful bitch that got a man in her life and goddamn this bitch can't see in front of him. This hoe.
Thank you.
And you need you a motherfucking man in your goddamn life.
Exactly. I got to make Christmas for myself. All you got to do is write a list.
Bad as you need some holiday dick.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, Keisha. Yo, thanks for calling the show.
No problem.
I'm ready to rating. All right. Oh, man. Damn it. Crush, you got some holiday dick on deck?
I don't know yet.
Too close.
Why
you know by now?
Why would I try? I don't know. You got a death in his family. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I found that out today.
See? Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Don't depress my show. 903, 908, you're on the air.
What's up, family?
What's going on? Who is this? 903. Who is this?
This is Renee. Ruby.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah, you called me from the other number. What's happening? What's popping?
Nothing.
What's going on?
Shit, nothing much. Driving. Gonna drop my baby off.
Oh, okay. I hear you got the window down, too. Can you roll the window up?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So, of course you know, Ruby, that it is, in fact, Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100. All right. What do you want to mash?
Nothing.
I can't you. Huh?
Nothing.
You don't got nothing you want to mash?
Nope.
Well, you should be in a pretty good mood. I can understand why. What'd you say? Me? I don't know how many more gay chicks I'm gonna have on the line that just got some dick this weekend. I'm mashing you for being a confused motherfucker.
Yes, I got some.
Okay, we'll get into that. I don't, you know,
no,
everybody's on my line. I know all you strangers are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Look, you gotta tune in more often. It's a long story here. Ruby, what are you most grateful for this holiday season?
Everything. My family, my friends, you know, everything.
Okay. Family, friends. Okay, I say that everybody take that, you know what I'm saying? You live
I'm
pretty
grateful I got some dick.
I knew you were gonna fucking say that. Okay, fine. Fine, Ruby. You want to talk about that? You want to go there? You want to take the show? You just want to hijack the show?
No, I don't. Tell everybody why you're so grateful.
What happened? Was it so great?
Was it great? I wanted to hijack the show
for 2 minutes. Was it great, Ruby?
Yes.
It was. Was it everything that you thought? Was it everything you was missing? Are you sitting around now wondering why all these years you only bump pussies? You should have been getting dick all this time. Is that what you think?
Yes. No, I've been sitting around wondering, damn, I should have went with my first pick instead of my second pick. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway. The next question. Why do you think people in America, in this country, in our culture, are so ungrateful? Why do you think that?
Because we're spoiled.
Why does everybody keep saying that? Well, are we spoiled, really? Somebody else said it's not being spoiled. It's just the normal for us. It's just the way we live. It's what we're accustomed to. It's not the same thing as being spoiled.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
That's just it. You just saying we're spoiled and that's it?
Yeah. Most of us are spoiled and some of them are spoiled and ungrateful.
Are you spoiled?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, at least you can admit it. At least you can admit it. That's the first. At least you can. You know what? Stephen, you just fuck it. Yeah, I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? All right, next question. When people are ungrateful, when you meet an ungrateful motherfucker, do you think that that's a personal problem, a you problem with them, or do you think it's more of a product of the environment? Say somebody grew up poor and shit, and they all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They got a, you know, most people who are ungrateful and shit, do you think they are because they grew up poor and they have shit and they got a fucked up life, or do you think it's more of they just got an issue, a personality issue where they just an ungrateful motherfucker?
Personality issue.
Okay. All right. Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, shit, you don't have to be, I mean, some people I can understand, but the ones that's out on the street that just really don't have anything, like the bums and shit like that, yeah, they're fucking ungrateful. And they don't have to be. I mean, you don't have to sit there, you don't have to live on the streets because you can go out and work like everybody else.
Okay. All right. So, do you know any ungrateful motherfuckers would try to tell us an example of a motherfucker just being ungrateful that you just can't stand?
My friend, we went out, and so I met one of his friends, and this girl that his friend was with. Now, that bitch, oh, my God. I saw her, and I did. I told her, I said, you just seem like one of them ditty, ungrateful-ass bitches. Because no matter what he did or what he said, she was all fucking stuck up. And she wasn't, I mean, it was like she wasn't thankful for nothing. Nothing that he was doing for her.
Yeah, I really hate a stuck up ungrateful bitch. You know, you got one of these women who men out here working two jobs and shit to make sure she ain't gotta go to work and all this shit, and then goddamn when she come home this bitch still wanna complain about some old petty ass shit. If you done set your motherfucking ass in the house all day watching the stores and shit, claiming you a housewife bitch, kids in school. You understand what I'm saying, that hoe? You know what I'm saying? The chick who got the rich nigga, you feel me, who go around here just spending money frivolously and shit and get mad because of every little, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, you married to a motherfucking millionaire athlete, bitch. He might fuck another hoe. Bitch, get over it. Stop being ungrateful, you bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Bitch, you living in a
lap of luck. But that's true, though. That's true.
Do you think them bitches are ungrateful when they got millionaire rich niggas and their man fuck another bitch every now and again? You think them some ungrateful bitches? Like, I think them some ungrateful bitches. I think them is ungrateful bitches.
Yeah. They are some very ungrateful, unstable.
Because you
bitches.
Got a millionaire motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're not going to fuck out with another side bitch every blue moon, bitch. So what? Bitch, you living in a goddamn $1 million mansion. Shut the fuck up, grab a Coke and a smile. So many hoes want to trade places with your punk ass.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody on my island, all these people. Why are you people hitting the number one? I'm not coming to you. You just get the number one after I said that. I'm not answering your line. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. All right,
yeah,
Ruby.
I told homeboy last night in front of her. I was just like, shit, if you want to get rid of this gold digger bitch shit, I got plenty of homegirls.
Hey, that's real. That's some trill shit right there. That's some trill shit. That's real talk. You feel what I'm saying? Show that ungrateful bitch. Show that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Show her ungrateful
ass. She said, well, I'm ready to go. I said, bye. Stupid bitch.
All right, so what you promoting, Ruby? What you got going on? Tell the people so I can go to the next caller.
Ha.
Hello? Okay. You breaking up. What you say? Ruby.
I'm breaking up.
Ruby.
I'm breaking up.
What you say now? What you say? Go ahead. I hear you now.
Here.
Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm at the, you're breaking up. I was gonna let you promo what you was working with today, but you're breaking up.
Oh, that's okay. Let's go to the next caller.
Okay, all right. Stand by.
Blizzard?
Yo.
Can I just say one thing before you continue? I wanna mash you tonight.
Why you wanna mash me tonight?
Because every time you ask somebody, including me, about somebody being ungrateful, if it's the environment, your reference is about somebody that's been growing up in the projects or something.
I'm just using it as a point.
And not everybody that, you know, we're not the only, poor people, not the only people that's ungrateful. You got, like you said, these millionaires and billionaires that are ungrateful for what they got. They do stupid shit because they bored.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I understand that totally. Mm-hmm. I was just using it as a.
Mm-hmm.
As
I noticed that, but you're using it a little bit too often.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's for me, because I keep referring to the people in the hood, you know what I'm saying, as if people in the hood are all ungrateful, which is not true. But, of
mm-hmm.
course, if you were paying attention to everybody like you was, Crush,
mm-hmm.
okay, I used a scenario, and I used it, and I said, you got some people who grew up in the hood, and they're grateful for them food stamps, and they're grateful for everything they got, and you got some people who grew up in the hood hating life. So I gave both sides of the coins when I did use that, for example.
You did, however, but you were just using it a little too often, like.
Okay. So you want me to, so now when I ask everybody the scenario, I'm going to say, what about poor people? What about rich people?
Well, what about people like Paris Hilton?
That's just a dumb bitch. It's one thing to be ungrateful and be dumb. You feel what I'm saying? Bitch is dumb, and she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people to come mix it up. I don't want people to get everything jumbled up.
But
and all.
Listen, like, okay, everybody that's in the hood is not ungrateful. Yeah, y'all going
not,
hard with that though.
That's
like,
not what I said. Though.
I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but people are dumb.
Okay.
They gonna take it that way. They only hear one side of the story. You know that.
Well, if they only hear one side of the story, then that's a dumbass. You ungrateful goddamn motherfucker. You got perfect hearing and you ain't using it, you ungrateful motherfucker. Okay, fine. Stand by, Crush. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got to play a song. Want to hear? Here we go. I got 3 or 4 people that's on the line that told me I got to play this song or they're going to be mad at me. I got 45 minutes, so I still got plenty of time to get to Michigan Girl, Jana, T. Lewis, the homie that shall remain nameless. You feel me? All right. But for right now, for the next 3 minutes and 33 seconds, I need your motherfucking ear. Hold on. Let me introduce this motherfucking song. All right. Tonight on K100 Internet Radio, I'm talking about being grateful. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, before I play this particular song, it's a new song that I did. Okay. And I see my homie Game. I'm going to go to his lines too when I come back. I see him down there too. Everybody had one. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Thanks. You're rocking with the host, Blizzum. For those of you who may not know, all you callers who I don't recognize your numbers, I'm an artist myself. I'm a rapper myself. I'm a producer myself. All right. I got a couple albums. I got a storied career in the underground. You feel me? You know, you can Google the name and you can see the grind. It's not even hard. All right. For those of you who know already, they asked me to play this particular song. I'm going to play this song also because it's a new joint and I always run my new joints on my show before I run anywhere else. But besides that, what I'm talking about in the song is real life shit that I'm going through right now. Now, a lot of people listen to my stuff in my music, and you know what I'm saying? You know, if you know me and follow my career, you know I don't make a lot of frivolous, mindless party fucking music and shit. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, I do have those songs just every now and again, just in case I need to get on a mixtape or give it to a club DJ to play in a particular setting. This song I'm finna play, you can't play it in the club. So just to have songs for those venues, I make those kind of frivolous, kind of, you know, meaningless songs just to have fun. But a majority of my work is talk about. So I'm going to run this new song I got called Dreams. And if you can listen to this and listen to what I'm saying and then come back and understand how grateful that I am to be able to sit back and just have the ability to create music when I want to. I got my own studio to be able to have all my wits about me. You feel me? And have the intelligence that I possess. I mix and write and co-produce this particular record. You feel what I'm saying? I got Blog Talk Radio over here. I got K100 Internet Radio. I got people who love me and support me. I'm going home this weekend to eat a big, big dinner with my family and my friends and my kids. You feel what I'm saying? Driving my own fucking car down there to do it. You feel what I'm saying? With no help. I got a lot to be grateful for. But in this particular song, I'm telling you about shit that's going on in my life right now. So this is my new song, Dreams. And if you can listen to this, and if I can, you know, I'm pretty sure you may not be going through half of this, or you may be going through shit that's 10 times worse than this, but this is just like some real life shit that I've just wrote, you know, some kind of shit that I've been going through in my own life personally. You feel what I'm saying? And still, here I stand, thankful that I'm still here, I'm still breathing. Just listen to Dreams.
Yeah. You ever sit around and think about what could have been, what may be? Listen, let's go.
I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still grinning, so I keep up the fight. Another struggle, trouble, all I see is sight, but this is just a nigga life, I promise I'm gonna get it right. I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still grinning, so I keep up the fight. World tour, scoopy horse, thought I have it all by now. Grammy nominations, money straight and Powerball and wild. But underground is still my home, the radio don't play my songs, and all they wanna hear is clones, I can't get on, I'm gone. I'm in the zone, it's like conception, can I see your thoughts and keep your mind on me, so my CD is what you want. Cause all I seem to see is the drama to keep unfolding, cause I thought that I was chosen, but I think my window's closing. The industry is poking, all they wanna do is dance and play the same fucking piece and put the people in the trance. By chance, I wonder if this my job to lay me off, that it's time for me to get back on my grind and be my boss. I'm lost, but for so many people I'm still alike. They say, listen man, I listen to your show like every night. My kids call, daddy can we spend some time with you, but I barely got the gas money. Can you see the picture? Damn. I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still grinning, so I keep up the fight. Another struggle, trouble, all I see is sight.
The microphone and busting relationships that should last and now they over, but the love is still there. It makes it hard to get some closure.
Right.
To make matters worse, I can't find my connect. This nigga lost his phone, is off. How the hell am I gonna flip this shit? Now how the hell am I gonna get some respect?
Damn.
When money talking bullshit walk, I gotta make a stretch. But you the family member with the great expectations, you don't wanna let them down. They supporting you, they waiting.
No.
People in your team is slacking off and they ain't grinding with you.
Man.
You find yourself at home alone and it's weed and it's liquor. A weaker man will eat some pills with his pistol. It's so simple.
Yeah.
For me, I'ma grind it to the crystal. Another season rocking last year's winning years. Get my chances poked out, but here the time still here.
Still here.
Yeah.
I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still grinning, so I keep up the fight. Another struggle, trouble, all I see is sight, but this is just a nigga life, I promise I'm gonna get it right. I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still breathing, so I keep up the fight. Another struggle, trouble, all I see is sight, but this is just a nigga life, I promise I'm gonna get it right.
Giving up and even part of my psychology. I get it how I live and live my life with no apologies. And if you know me, then you know there is no stopping me. My people know I keep it 100, that's why they follow me. And every time I'm knocked down and I seem to fall, I get back up swinging and I scream at y'all. Cause I'ma play the hand I'm dealt, and I'm a fucking leader, I can stand by myself.
By myself.
I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still grinning, so I keep up the fight. Another struggle, trouble, all I see is sight, but this is just a nigga life, I promise I'm gonna get it right. I had a lot of dreams that never came to life, but I'm still breathing, so I keep up the fight. Another struggle, trouble, all I see is sight, but this is just a nigga life, I promise I'm gonna get it right.
Chill, the homie Blends on the track. Real life, real music, man. It's changing. Let's go.
I'm back and reloaded. All right, that was joint games. Like I said, man, you know, I'm inspired by my life. I'm inspired by real world events for the most part. And when I write music, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of deep like that. I'm a deep individual for those of y'all that know me. And like I said, you know, I'm going through a whole bunch of bullshit, a whole bunch of crazy shit in my life right now. But you know what I'm saying? As far as me around here just with my head slumped down low or whatever, just thinking that the world is going to end, at the end of the day, I'm still here. I'm still standing. And that's basically what I was saying in the song. I had a lot of things, dreams in life, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of places where I wanted to be, things I wanted to do. Everything didn't pan out for me. Everything ain't panning out for me as planned, but here I am. So if I can be grateful, you feel me? And I know some of you may be going through not even half of what I'm talking about, and some of you may be going through even more, you feel what I'm saying? But the point is, I bet for even those of you who are going through things more than me, 10 times more than me, it doesn't really fucking matter. You feel what I'm saying? I know for a fact that you got something to be grateful for. You feel what I'm saying? And so, I'm
mic lines. First, I'm going to make sure I'm opening my fellow BTR host, Game Hunter, real quick. Open up his mic, Game Hunter. And I'm going to get ready to open up the homie that shall remain nameless. He's next in line for the call. Game Hunter, what's happening, homie?
Yo, what's the deal, man? I hear your joint chopping a little bit. Or is that my phone?
I don't know what it is. I didn't hear it in my headphones.
It was breaking you up when you was talking a little bit, like chopping it a little bit.
Oh, it is? Nah,
yeah.
The song wasn't chopping. The song
nah,
was
I'm talking
clear.
About when you was talking. I was just giving you a heads up like you do for
oh.
me.
Oh, yeah. Let me look at this signal. I got a full signal. I don't know. It might have been your phone that time. I got a full Skype signal. Thanks for calling the show, homie. The homie that show remained nameless. And then T. Lewis, then Michigan Girl, then Jana. All right, that's who's up next in the queue. Game Hunter, I'm going to leave your mic open because you're a fellow BTR host also, homie. First of all, you know what's Mashing Motherfucker Monday is.
Yeah!
What you got for me?
Yeah, I want to mash on all these people on Facebook and Twitter that's just fame riding, people that just want to communicate because they see you doing a little something or you might know somebody or something like that. Like, yo, y'all get y'all shit together. Stop fame riding, you know what I'm saying? Make your own waves in the pool and shit. Stop trying to ride other people's waves and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just be seeing a lot of people, you know, one week they team this, and then next week they team that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stick to
the
script,
yeah, man. Yeah. Hate them motherfuckers. Hate them motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? One day this, you fucking with that. Next week you fucking with it. If you fucking with it, you fucking with them. Your peoples and your peoples. We got them switching it up. Kill yourself.
Yep. And just right. one more thing, too.
Uh-huh.
If I put up a bulletin or anything, or if anybody puts up a bulletin, I'm mashing all the people that don't read the bulletin, motherfuckers that look at the pictures on Facebook and don't read. Because anytime I contact somebody, or if I contact somebody, and they hit me back, like, what exactly is it that I do? You got some fucking issues, dog. You should take Game Hunter Films on the front.
That mean that motherfucker is illiterate. That's what the fuck that means. All right?
The dog cannot ride the beat.
Right. All right, Game Hunter, real quick before I can get to the rest of these callers in the queue, and I got time. I'm going to get everybody. What do you got to be thankful for, you know what I'm saying? What's the number one thing you're thankful for, homie, for this particular holiday season? Real talk.
I'm thankful for all my children, yo.
That's cool. I'm fucking with that. Me too.
Bottom line, and then be living, breathing, walking, and talking. Just, you know, in good health, good standings, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And still motivated, you know what I mean? Because there's people out here that just ain't got that, man.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that.
Why do you think that we as Americans are some, for the most part, our society, why do you think we like some ungrateful motherfuckers, for the most part, in our society?
Basically because Americans make their own way. That's how the company was built. Like, the country was built on just people making their own way and laying their own rules down. So, you know, it's the same thing, but just in the future. That's why
but
people
if people had to
like
work,
that.
but the country was built by people who had to work hard and slave hard and do a lot of shit. It was built on the backs of slaves. I mean, if anything, we should not be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it seems like we don't even give a fuck about that. Let me tell you the most ungrateful act that a motherfucker can goddamn commit to me when it comes down to being American. If you don't fucking vote, you ungrateful motherfucker. Let me tell you why. Now, I know people may have political reasons or whatever reason you want, but you got to think about what path certain motherfuckers had to take for you to even have that option. Now, I ain't saying you just the worst motherfucker in the world. If you got some real true, just fundamental basic reason, just really one of them deep motherfuckers who just feel like just, it's all a system, and it just, I mean, I can see your point, but still, nigga, I gotta mash you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's one thing as an American, nigga, that you, when people don't vote, that just show you, to me, you just an ungrateful motherfucker, because you know how many people died, nigga, and went to jail and all kind of shit just so you can have an option, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just fucking
running
and just goddamn close your eyes, nigga, and pick whatever. If you ain't a felon and you got transportation to get your black ass down there or white ass or whatever ass, you need to go do it. And I'm mashing any motherfucker who don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my pet peeve with Americans. All right? That's my one pet peeve that show you just how fucking ungrateful we can be. Because in some countries, they would kill for the opportunity to even be able to have that option. They don't have that option. They got dictatorships and monarchies. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, that just that alone is enough to really just hurt me. Real quick so I can get to somebody else. Why do you think people who are ungrateful, do you think that's an environment problem or a me problem?
Say it again.
think when you see a motherfucker and they ungrateful, do you think that's a personality trait or are they products of their environment? Say like a rich kid who was spoiled and who always had everything, and so he turns out to be ungrateful because he was spoiled, or somebody that's from the hood that never had shit, and all they see is negativity, and they like fuck the world, I ain't grateful for shit. Do you think that causes people to be ungrateful more than being just a personality trait, that they just are personally ungrateful?
Yeah, I think this is a personality trait, to be honest, okay. Because everything is available out here. Like, you can see and learn everything you want. You know
right.
what I mean? So when a person decides to make that decision not to vote or interact, it's personal.
Right. Okay. All right, homie, give me the information so I can get the rest of these calls.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 11:30, Game Hunter DVD Music Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Show. We holding it down. Tonight we holding it down. It's Make It Mondays. You know what I mean? And yeah, make sure y'all call in and vote for my man Blizzum's song or any one of the songs that he got, because he like been number one since the beginning. So find out who's going to take Blizzum off of the number one spot, or if they can, on Make
right.
It Mondays.
If you're listening to K100 Radio, call Game Hunter Show. Look at my wall. Look for the post. Call Game Hunter Show tonight. All right? Well, tell them you want to hear the song I just ran. If you like that song, Dreams, Game Hunter comes on at 11:30 p.m., all you got to do is call the show and be like, yo, I'm rocking with Blizzum. I want to hit a Blizzum joint. That's all you got to do. It'll only take a couple minutes to come to your line. Tell him you rocking
with
the kid.
And one more thing. He pushing Dream, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all, all my Game Hunter people, y'all vote for Big Game Hunter. All right? That's the best song right there. Now, Dream is good, but the Big Game Hunting, that's the shit, especially if you want to get on my good side tonight. Y'all vote for either one y'all want, but make the right choice.
Vote for Dreams, because Big Game Hunter's been played on that show 1,000 times. You got to play it.
It's going to get played 1,000 more times, too.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
I'll leave your mic open if you want me to.
I got it. I'm going to be back and forth.
All right. We'll just need the background for me.
All right.
The homie that shared remained nameless. What's happening, homie?
What's good, man? What's good?
Mr. Osmosis Jones himself, do you know what osmosis is?
Yeah, man, it deals with the chemicals of the body and molecules and all the other
and
stuff that makes you a person.
You have no clue. Don't worry about it. It doesn't even matter because I don't even know. I was just asking you. I thought about doing the show and I still don't know.
That's some of it, but, you know, it's deeper than that.
Yeah, you know, it's got something to do with how we do some trends. I don't know. I don't even know. Fuck it. I just wanted to hear you squirm.
Y'all wasn't ready for that.
I know you wasn't. Yeah. All right, Mash Motherfucker Mondays. Give it to me real quick. You got somebody you want to mash?
Man, I got to mash these essays over in the next apartment complex for spray painting my van.
What?
Yeah, these fuckers spray, you know, tag my van and shit.
What? So
yeah,
you calling me collect from jail?
No, not yet. I ain't found them yet, so you know.
One thing about it, dog, if you got a problem, you gonna handle it. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Don't you live in Cobb? You live in Cobb?
I'm over in Clayton.
Oh, Clayton? Oh man.
Yeah.
Shit. Even though these motherfucking Mexicans, man, you know they be on that gang shit. You gotta shoot first and ask questions last.
You know,
if it ever spark
no
off, if it ever get to a conversation, shoot first and ask questions last. Most time they might be illegal, so goddamn it, you're probably gonna get off. I'm just keeping it 100. T. Lewis up next, then Michigan girl, then Jana. We got.
I already know what it is. But damn, shoot.
Shoot first and ask questions last with these motherfucking essays around here, man. All right, what are you most thankful for this holiday season, bro?
Shoot, man, I'm thankful I'm of sound mind and body. You know, I read, you know, what the show was about today, and I was like, you know, like I told you, I lost my job and stuff at the beginning of the month.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking, I was like, man, there's some people that didn't have a job to lose, so
right.
You know, I still got my lights on, cable.
Yeah.
Roof over my head, you know, friends and family held me down, you know, throughout this thing. So, you know, I'm grateful for everything, man.
Well, that's good that you still got your wits about you, that you're still able bodied and able to work, that you still got family and friends to hold you down. That's tough.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, most people would have went crazy after this stuff, but you know.
Yeah, man. You gotta be a strong individual, though. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah. So why do you think that we as Americans are for the most part, in our culture, in our society, what I like to call some ungrateful motherfuckers? Why do you think so?
Man, it's a whole bunch of variables, man. You know, depending on what type of family structure you came from, you know. I couldn't quite say it could be environmental. It has to do with the person itself.
Uh-huh.
You know, what type of person you are, what you was taught as a child. If you was taught to be, you know, grateful, then you know you'd probably be grateful. You know, if it was instilled in you, then you'll be a grateful person. But if it was just, you know, taught to you that you just this privileged motherfucker, you supposed to have everything. You know, it's just, you know, part of your life. You supposed to have everything. You know, silver spoon in your mouth and everything. Then you probably an ungrateful person, you know.
Yeah, but see, that's funny because you'll meet some people who are like, sometimes I know rich people who are very grateful and they do charity and all that, and then you meet poor people who just don't give a fuck and they really ungrateful. Like I said, I was leaning toward, and you jumped to the next question. I'm leaning towards just saying that it's a personality trait. I think it's just people are people, and if you're just an ungrateful motherfucker, that's just you. It's a you problem. You feel what I'm saying? I don't like it when people say, well, they was born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and that's why they feel like they're privileged. No, because there's a lot of kids that was born with a silver spoon in their mouth and who mamas and daddies try to teach them to be kind to poor people. And you feel what I'm saying? And they still was some fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
You know, so they were some dickhead, rich, spoiled motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? Even if they didn't have that kind of parent. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just the person. It's in them. It's in their core, in their spirit, in their
culture. Some people are just assholes like that, you know?
Yeah, born that way. But then again, I also argued against Keita the other day about the whole born evil thing. So it's kind of contradictory when I say that. You have to go back a couple episodes to hear that. All right, so do you know any ungrateful motherfuckers? Give me an example of a motherfucker being ungrateful lately that you can name that's just outrageous to you.
I don't know about lately, but I heard you ask another caller this, and I thought about my old college roommate.
Uh-huh.
You know, this dude was sorry as hell, man, you know, and didn't want to do nothing. I used to put him on chicks. I used to help him with his resume, try to help him find a job and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, this cat called the police on me, man, you know. He tried to get his boy, you know, tried to get his boys to come jump me and stuff, you know, so...
Well now, you're obviously leaving something out, Jones. What are you leaving out? I know you did all that for him, but did you threaten to whip ass at some point?
You're breaking up, man. I ain't hear you.
No, I said,
you were breaking.
Okay, I said you did all that. You did all that. I said, but what are you leaving out? Why did he call the police on you?
Well, me and my other roommate, we kind of left him dry because he wasn't ever paying the rent on time.
Uh-huh.
So we left him. You know, we left him and went to another apartment complex. And we told him we was going to leave.
Right.
But we told the goons outside we were leaving too and the door would be open. You know, we told him the door would be open. And, you know,
you just try to pass something off on me, Jones. You just try to pass out the fact that you let niggas go in there and rob this nigga all his shit off the fact of him being ungrateful.
This is the kicker, Blue. He tried to accuse us. You know, I should be telling this, but it's been 10 years ago. But he tried to accuse. He went to DeKalb County and told us we stole some stuff of his that me and him both kind of stole together. It was a lawn chair, and some stuff, some other little stuff from the dollar store.
Really?
In a little boom
the
box.
The dollar store? It is all over some dollar store shit? Okay, I'm mashing all of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm mashing you for stealing from the dollar store, and I'm mashing this nigga for going to the police about it.
we were struggling college students. We had to come up for a minute, you know. But yeah, man, he was real. We me and my other roommate, we basically took care of this dude, man.
Right.
He wouldn't want to work, wouldn't want to chip in, and I had to spend a night in the CAD counter for that shit, man. I like
wow.
is wild. I did a lot of stuff. Anybody that went to school with us, they know what I did for that dude.
Right.
And, you know, he just really turned out to be a real whole nigga.
Right. Well, we don't want to confuse whole niggas with ungrateful motherfuckers on the show. You know what I'm saying? Whole niggas are ungrateful motherfuckers. I guess they kind of, I mean, you know, maybe
he was both.
I guess you, okay, I'll give it. I'll let you have it. I'll let you have that he was ungrateful motherfucker on top of being a whole nigga. How about that? Both of them?
Yeah.
Ungrateful ass whole nigga. How about that?
That sounds pretty good, then.
Okay. I'm rolling on. Thanks for calling the show. All right, man. I'm still mashing for stealing from the dollar store. Where they do that? Hey, 50827 T. Lewis. You're on the air, man. What's poppin', man?
Going on, man?
You know, I've been giving I gave Joan the business on that call. Michigan girl, you up next. Jenna, I see you, baby. I'm coming down the line. I got a lot of people on the phone now at the last minute. You would call in the last 20 minutes. I'm tired of this shit. All right. First of all, it's mashing motherfucking Mondays. Let me get it real quick.
Nah, real quick, I don't have anybody to mash right now. I'm good.
Okay. Well, then be thankful that you live in the life that you don't got to mash, motherfucker.
Exactly.
There you go right there. You got something to be thankful for right there. What's the one thing that you're really thankful for the most for this holiday season? Or what are you really thankful for?
The main thing I'm thankful for, really, like, job. I'm in good health, sound mind, sound body. Still glad my mom's around because she, a few years ago, it was shaky. She medically she shouldn't be here, but she's still here, so yeah, man. Family. So, you know. I'm good. I got a lot of something to be grateful for, though.
All right, that's what's up. Okay. Next question. Why do you think us as Americans are so great society? How do you think that this country, and you can, I don't want to, please don't try to argue with about this fact. We all know that Americans are some ungrateful people. I'm just trying to get to the root question of why do you think it is? Because we know, for the most part in this country, we got way more than most of them, but a lot of times we don't even recognize it. We don't even look at the fact that we got running plumbing, a plumbing system, a freeway system, the basic shit that even with all its faults, this country's got enough to where you can be like, God damn it, I'm still grateful that I do live in this motherfucker at the end of the day. And I crucify this country all the time for a lot of the fuck shit that go on. But I can tell you right now, wholeheartedly, being as though I'm traveled and I've been to other countries, wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Why do you think Americans are like that?
I think the main reason I think is because, Crush had mentioned it before. She was questioning, is it sport, is it if it's like that? I think the people are just used to having access to the things that they have. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, since you were born, I mean, even if you grew up in the projects or whatever, you still got baby formula, stuff like that from the government. Like you said, you don't get that kind of stuff. I mean, if you break your leg, your leg is broke. So, I mean, that's just what it is.
Right.
So,
and in this country, if you go in the hospital with a broken leg or traumatic injury, they got to see you. Some places, they'll just be like, get the fuck out and let you die on the side. You feel what I'm saying? It's so much shit that we just take for granted in this country. We just some ungrateful motherfuckers. I'm just trying to figure out why. Why do you think it is?
Right.
Because Crush said it's because it's what we're used to. It's the norm, but that's not a fucking excuse. I don't accept that. You feel what
I'm
saying?
I mean, like I said, I think it's just the access. I think it's just the simple fact that you have access to it and you can just walk out the door and just get it. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, that's the ease of access still is no reason to take it for granted.
I mean, on top of that, the ease and the rapid access you have to it, because if you notice, everything is bigger, faster, stronger now. If you don't get to it fast enough, it's a problem.
Okay.
And I think the availability and the speed of the availability is what made people spoiled, to be honest. Because everything has to be fast. If you think about it, high-speed internet, fast food, you see what I'm saying?
Okay. So what do you think? Why do you think that? Do you think when you encounter ungrateful motherfucker, when you meet a motherfucker and you realize, you know, this is an ungrateful motherfucker, do you think that that's because of their personality or you think it's because of circumstances in their environment? Which one would you think most people that you meet is ungrateful? What do you think made them that way?
If I had to pick one, it got to be personality easily.
Okay. All right.
Easily
I'm just
personality.
Asking.
Because some people, you know, I'm just trying to shed light on that, because people like to say, well, I grew up hard. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And that's what mean to be a motherfucking ungrateful motherfucker, nigga. It don't mean
yeah.
it, nigga. You just, that's, nigga, that's you, nigga. That's a you problem, nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, last question. Give me one example of an ungrateful motherfucker before I go to the next caller.
Chris had hit on this right before what I had when I was listening earlier. I was reading last month, this in the Money Magazine, and this cat, he's a, I forgot his name, but he's a millionaire. They was asking all of the different multimillionaires, should they, do you think it's fair that they should have to pay these taxes and everything? And this nigga's going to be like, no. Like, nigga, you should be grateful that you got those kinds of millions to pay 33% in them kind of taxes. Niggas, you crazy? Niggas, that kind of money.
I never understood the rich motherfucker's issue with paying more taxes than everybody else. Motherfucker, you rich! If I had it, it's fucking retarded. You feel what I'm saying? You rich.
Yeah.
The reason why you got to pay that high tax is because you rich. I don't hear about, well, you know, they don't pay that. The Neil Boyce and the rest of these motherfuckers with the fair tax. Shut the fuck up, fair tax, motherfucker. You want to tax everybody across the board evenly, bitch, and you got billions. Shut the fuck up. Good point, homie. Good point. All right, stay on the line. I'm opening up the motherfucking mic line real quick. Michigan girl, I'm opening up your mic real first, but I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the motherfucking line. And Michigan girl, you open too. Nooney Jr.
What's
Nooney.
What's happening, homie?
Michigan girl.
What's up?
All right, I'm trying to capture everybody. I got you and you, and the only person I haven't really talked to yet is Jenna, so I get to her. You feel me? I still have time. I got 15 minutes left. All right, first of all, one time for my homie Nooney Jr. calling the show. You feel me? From the live from the Nooney Jr. show. I'm going to make sure I let him shout out. I got all my BTR people calling in today, man. Candy called in. Game called in. Crush called in. That BTR love is there. I'm thankful for that. You feel what I'm saying? That's real talk. All right. So I'm going to let y'all interact with each other and interact with this particular topic. First of all, Nooney, it's Master Motherfucker Mondays. You got anything?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and mash all of the motherfuckers who I paid for their studio time. I had them with, you know, I was promoting them for free just because we was cool, and now they want to get jealous because I'm opening up for people like Nicki Minaj and Webby and motherfucking, you know, superstars like that. They want to get jealous and try to lie about me, talking about I don't write my own raps and I'm gay and I ain't a real nigga, I'm a snitch. Fuck all y'all hoes. Y'all just mad because y'all fucking the same dirty ass hoes y'all was fucking in 1998, and I got new pussy that I motherfucking turned down because I want an old lady. You feel me? Nooney Jr. Live. Mash that motherfucker. Mash that motherfucker again.
Bitch for the homie, nigga. Bitch, nigga. All right, Nooney. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand an ungrateful motherfucker. You know that. You feel what I'm saying? Give me an example.
Really.
Well, first of all, before you give me an example of, well, them some ungrateful motherfuckers that you just goddamn mashed right there. Them ungrateful niggas.
Yeah, but I got some more ungrateful motherfuckers, though.
Well, hold on. What are you grateful for, though?
Man, I'm on a real, bro. I got a surgery coming up right before my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Doctors been telling me that I'm going to die my whole life. You know what I'm saying? They've been telling me that shit, right? They've been telling me that shit. So that's something that I could complain about. But you know what? What I'm not going to complain about is the fact that I've been able to see this much time on life, period. So, man, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to be grateful about that. You feel me? Now, you know, I know a lot of people who don't even have no illnesses that they was born with or situations or you know, conditions or stuff like that, and, you know, they might, like, you know, like, better yet, I know this one chick, she lost her job, but her mother pays all her bills and always has paid her bills.
Uh-huh.
And she's going around complaining she's not going to be able to, like, her mama won't get her legs waxed or some bullshit like that.
I can't stand mother. I don't even see how you can... I can't even have a conversation with people like that, dog. On some real shit.
Dog, usually,
I can't even talk to people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Usually I just hang up on her. and she still be talking.
I mean, I can't even. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you where I'm at now in my life. A motherfucker, that motherfucker can be fine as hell or whatever, and I might put up with that long enough to fuck up once, maybe twice, but after that, I can't even do nothing else with a dog. Real talk, because I can't even sit and listen to no guy like a motherfucker, own motherfucker, mama taking care of him and all that, and then you want to around here complain while motherfuckers around here got some real life issues. I can't even be in a circle with people like that. I'm just can't do it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just I'm like that with ungrateful motherfuckers. I can't be around them. I don't like their karma, their spirit, or nothing. All right, why do you think, and you've been in the military, Noonie, I know you've been traveling and everything. Michigan girl, stay on the line. We're going to give you your time. We got you. And you, Jana. Why do you think that Americans are so fucking ungrateful?
I know that you said it's not an excuse. I just think because they haven't been exposed. They haven't been exposed to worse. And when you haven't seen worse, then you don't, and then also it's just, I don't know, man, like there's no accountability in America. Like the only time you are accountable is when you severely fuck up. In other places, you can barely do anything. You can steal a pizza. That's your ass.
Right.
Motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
But you steal a pizza in America, the cop might laugh at the person who called the police on you.
Right.
They might laugh like it's funny.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, one thing about the military, everything is supposed to be uniform. And what I mean by uniform, I mean the same all the way across the board. And that's
right.
How it is in these countries. They live off of military doctrine. Basically, what I'm saying is you're going to go to school. You're going to learn algebra by the time you are 7 years old. And you're going to do it.
Right. And that's
it, motherfucker. Or you might get executed. You might get executed.
So maybe that's not so bad, but I hear what you're saying. I understand. You know what? I'm buying into the second half of what you said. I'm really buying into the no accountability. I want to give you props for that one. But when you say we don't know, these motherfuckers got TVs. They got.
Listen. It's one thing to look at it from a TV, but it's another thing to be right there. And I ain't even talking about the person that sucks. I'm talking about just to be a soldier and look at them. And then there's another thing to be that little kid who got the flies all on them like you be seeing on TV. Like people looked at Hurricane Katrina, but I guarantee they don't know what the fuck I went through.
Right.
I guarantee there's no way that you can look from a HD camera TV and tell me you can smell the blood, the shit, the bodies, the oil spill, the fire, the smoke, the pollution. There's no way that a HD TV camera can generate the same effect. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Okay. All right. Maybe. I'm just saying, I'm saying that because I'm traveling and I've been to these places and stuff myself and I've seen how they
and
live.
And then also,
so maybe
man,
I got the luxury to say that
you
too.
You got some people that have a deeper understanding. Some people don't have to be burned by the fire to know that fire burns. And some people just have to. Most people have to learn.
You right
Most
about that.
Most people do.
You right.
See, some people can say, well, you know, DMX was making millions of dollars, and he got on that shit, or he was still on the shit, and he don't. So I'm a rapper. I don't want to do what DMX, but some people can't learn that way. For example, Webby had to learn. Webby from Savage Life, Trill Entertainment. He had to learn to calm down because him going around slapping up crime mob in Atlanta, it fucked him up for 3 years. He got blackballed from MTV and BET. Now they letting his black ass back on there, and he's happy. He had to learn. He had to learn through experience.
Right.
People told him, Webby, stop being real, Webby. Stop being trill, Webby. Stop being gangster. Stop being hood. But he had to learn that on his own, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell him how to
live show. I'm gonna be on the Noonie Jr. live show tonight. So you might want to tune in if you're really fucking with K100 like that. Tune in anyway. But if you really, I'm gonna be on there because he's talking about a topic that I'm gonna be addressing, and I'm gonna be on there giving my points of views on it tonight. But end of the time, also just check the homie show out. Go ahead, Noonie, and tell him how to get there so I can get to this next caller.
All you gotta do after the party is over or after the show is over, dial 347-934-0213. I said 347-934-0213. That's blogtalkradio.com/Noonie Jr. That is spelled NOONIEJR. blogtalkradio.com facebook.com/Looney Jr. It's coming on in what, 16 minutes? So 347-934-0213. Statutory rape, and child abuse. That's the discussion tonight is going down.
I'm going ham. You know I'm going ham. I'm going ham. All right, homie.
Yo.
All right. I'm leaving your mic open just long. You're going to stay on, though. New, Michigan girl.
What's up?
What's happening? First of all, you know it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays.
Yeah!
Let me get it.
Okay, I got two separate mashes. First
okay,
mash,
go ahead.
I want to mash this bitch that's hiding behind a fake Facebook profile because she think I want her man. Bitch, if you would have read the messages, you would have saw that I told him stop messaging me. I don't want your ass. But now you're going to create a fake Facebook profile and send me crazy messages. Kill yourself. I don't want your man. Yeah!
All right. What's the second one? That was the second one.
The second one. I want to mask the fuck-ass, snitched-ass niggas that snitched and lied on my little brother that got him in jail.
Oh, damn.
Yeah!
What little brother did? Was little brother there? Don't lie. Was little brother there?
He was there, but he
ain't
do shit.
Everybody's little brother didn't do shit.
The people that was there that's going around bragging about it, talking about what they did, they walking around because they done said, oh, he did it, and they done spent the money they got and all of that and bragging about it, but he in jail.
Well, goddamn it, I'm going to mash them, but I got to goddamn...
Yeah!
I gotta mash your brother for hanging with some fuck niggas.
Yeah,
gotta do that.
Can't
let him ride.
I told him to stop hanging with them damn trifling ass, no good, snitch ass niggas. Okay, I'm over it now.
All right. What are you thankful for this holiday season? Episode 114.
Damn, bro, she kind of turned me on. Shit, I need to come to Michigan.
She's like the third Michigan girl I ever met. All of them be kind of got a little gangster in them. I ain't never seen a just lame-ass Michigan broad. Especially
murder
them Detroit broad.
Detroit.
Oh,
murder
man, it'd really be off the
20 chain. Years in a row.
So what are you thankful for this holiday season, Michigan girl? What are you thankful for? Number one thing
I'm most thankful for this season is my health. Because I have some medical issues going on, so I'm most thankful for my health.
That's what's up. Everybody who has health issues, you people who've never had any real health issues, you really need to be grateful for that, man, because, what can you really be? If you ain't got your health, what the fuck? Everything else could disintegrate around you. Your job and where your place to live, everything could disintegrate if you ain't healthy enough to work and take care of your damn
right.
self. You feel what I'm saying? So if you can't be thankful, if you ain't good health and you can't be thankful for that, nigga, really, immediately kill yourself. All right, Michigan girl, what else? Next question is, how do you think us as parents are so ungrateful as a society? Why do you think so?
As a society, I think that it's a sense of, some people feel a sense of entitlement or like, okay, I live in America and I should be able to have whatever somebody on TV have or whatever. And when they don't, they just get this ungrateful attitude. But what you don't realize is, yeah, they got it, but you might have to work for it. Maybe they was born with it, but you might have to work for it to get it. But if you don't want to do that, you just think it's supposed to be handed to you, so then you get this fucked up attitude and think, oh, well, fuck it, I don't care. So, you know, I think people just think they're entitled to so much and they don't want to work for it.
Right, exactly. True that. Entitlement is a problem in this fucking country. All right. I'm going to ask you one more question, but before I ask you the question, everybody, pay attention. The live streaming portion of K100 Internet Radio is about to stop in about 90 seconds, all right? It's about to stop in about 90 seconds at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, okay? If you want to continue to listen to the show, because I have an after party, I'm going to get to Jenna because she didn't give it have a chance to talk, and I'm also going to open up all the mics on the phone on the show. That's what I do for my after party. We have a free-for-all, all right? So in about 60 seconds or so, if you're listening out there to me via Blog Talk Radio, all right, you need to call in at 347-934-0966 so you can be a part of the after party.
I won't be that long because I'm going on Nooney Jr.'s show tonight, but I'm going to have me an after party tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Once again, the number to call in so you can be a part of the after party is 347-934-0966. Once again, it's 347-934-0966. Call the number. You got about 30 seconds, 347-934-0966, and we're going to have the after party, all right? We're going to go into the last part of the show. Everybody's going to talk about all that. I'm going to go for about 30 minutes, you know. People can interact with other people and all that right there. So if you listen to me live, you're going to hear the outro music for the show. If you're on the phone lines, just hang on, all right? And we'll come right back in a second. And then I'm going to open up all the phone lines. Last part of the question is, do you think it's a personal problem or an environmental problem where people are just in certain fucked up situations in their environment while they, Junior, your mic is also open and also game. You feel me? And I'm going to open up Crush's mic, matter of fact. Oh, no, Crush has left the show. But Game and Nooney's mic is open still, too. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that it's a personal problem or a problem where, like, people are a product of their environment when they be ungrateful motherfuckers? Like, do you feel like somebody who grew up with a silver spoon in their mouth and they may be privileged, feel like they're privileged, is that why they that way? Or do you think it's just a personality problem? Because you got people who grew up the same way with a silver spoon in their mouth and they not like that.
I definitely think it's a personality problem because, like you said, some people grow up with silver spoons in their mouth and they're not that way. Some of them are. And just like you have some people that grow up dirt poor and they still are not ungrateful. They appreciate everything they have. And then you have other ones that grew up dirt poor and they just some ungrateful motherfuckers because the world didn't, you know, bend over backwards or hand them whatever they felt that it should have. So I just think it's a personal, you know, personality problem.
Okay. What about, last question, give me an example of a motherfucking ungrateful motherfucker that you've seen lately. It could be in the news or it could be personal.
It's this chick, and she gets on my fucking nerves because she always on the same bullshit. She got two kids. They got different daddies. The little boy's daddy don't do shit. The little girl's daddy, he pay nice amount of child support, nice amount. He, you know, takes time with her son, too, that daddy don't do shit, pick both of them up, you know, takes them, does whatever. Like, it's his son because he knows that this man's not doing whatever.
Right.
And this bitch still complains that he don't do enough. I'm like, do you not understand what other single mothers have to go through that kids?
Stand a punk bitch like that. I couldn't wait for you to finish, Shawty. I couldn't wait for you to finish.
I know
about three hoes like that. I know about three
but
hoes
you know
like
what?
That. I can't stand
my
that one they put fast.
I can't stand it either because you know what? My thing is, if you got a man, it's not always about the money. And my thing I try to explain to her is, look at the fact that he is taking time with your son. This is not his child. Y'all wasn't even together when you had this child, and he is taking time with this child, trying to give him a positive male role model. He does stuff for him, just like he does for his daughter. And you still want to fucking complain? Shit, I can't get the motherfucker that helped make one of mine to halfway do shit, and you want to complain because you got one that's doing something extra, and he ain't even trying to be with you. He's just doing this because he cares about this little boy, and you still complaining.
Next time, could you do me a favor? Could you please just, if you could get away with it, just slap that hoe for me? Have you ever told this punk bitch that out loud?
Yes. we've had this discussion, we've argued, and she's like, no, Alvina, you just don't understand. No, bitch, you don't understand, because when I'm raising two over here by myself with little or no help, and you got help, you got money, he come get them for the weekends, he pays for after-school care, summer camp, extracurricular activities every other weekend. Bitch, kill yourself, because what is you still complaining about? And you want more money because your ass don't want to work. So you really, that's the problem. You really don't want to work.
That's all I got to say for that punk asshole. Jenna!
Okay.
What's good, baby?
Hey, what's good?
All right, everybody. I'm going to handle Jenna real quick, and then we're opening up all the mics. I got 12 people on the mic on the line still left over for the after party, so it should be a good one, all right? Jenna, what's happening, babe? First of all, let's mash your motherfucking Mondays. All right? What you got for me?
I got two separate mashes.
Okay, go ahead.
First off, oh God, I'm so tired of Facebook because.
Well, now Facebook, why are you tired of Facebook? You know you don't have to log on to Facebook now. You know you don't got to do it.
Oh no, no, I'm talking about the wrong people finding you. Shit.
Oh, okay.
This motherfucker here, he used to do the billing for me when I go and I pay my cell phone bill.
Uh-huh.
And he straight up hit me up talking about, oh, yeah, hey, what's up? Oh, I haven't gotten laid and whatever. And, like, why the fuck would you even message me some bullshit like this? You need to kill your motherfucking self because I ain't trying to hear all that.
Okay.
Knowing damn well my fucking man was two doors down from him. So he already knows. I mean, I already have a family and all this. So, I mean, no business. No business at all.
And the next one is?
Oh, my dad, I want to match the fucking VA because he got denied yet again, and he's only getting 60%. He put in two tours to Vietnam, and he got real fucked up mentally, saw some real bad shit, of course, and they still fucking denying him, and my dad's too damn hard-headed to listen to what I've got to say.
Well, I'm going to mash the VA, well, not the VA, but the government, for making you go through all them hoops and stuff, but you got to play their game. You got to keep at them. So I'm not gonna mash your dad because he's a disabled vet. I'll just mash the VA only. Not mashing your pop. Hey, episode 114. Then we're gonna open up the line. What are you most grateful for, Jana? Real quick.
That I'm here. That I'm breathing. That I have my kids. Cause. My life was not promised to me because I'm going to talk about something real quick. I was born with brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I really shouldn't have been here. Like, I really should have been, like, you know, deceased by now. And I'm so grateful, even though I've had the worst year of my life so far, I'm still very grateful that I'm here and I'm just, I got my kids.
Okay, that's what's up. I take that. You're still here, still breathing, and you're still kicking. Always got to be grateful for that. If you can't understand that, your whole perspective is whack. Hope said it. I'm not biting. I'm going to go get my credit. Next question, Jana, is why do you think that Americans are so, I guess, ungrateful when it comes to us as a society? Real quick.
They're so used to having everything handed to them. They're so used to, like, being free when they don't even know the meaning of it. Because if you go and you look at all those other countries, they don't have no kind of freedom. They ain't fucking eating right. They ain't sleeping and under no roof. I mean, you can be so much worse off. And people don't really realize that. And they just take life for granted. And they're not appreciative.
Okay, but why do you think? We know that. But why do you think it is in this country? Why do you think we tend to take that? Why do you think we're like that more in this country? Is it because of the country does too much for us? Is it because we just some ungrateful motherfuckers or what? Because we don't know a lot of things. We don't see hardships. We can't know it. We think, you know, like Crush said, this is the norm for Americans, so it's expected. I mean, which one do you think is? Because we, you think we live? You think we privileged? We feel like we privileged? What do you think?
I think so. We're very much privileged. I mean, not every country is like ours. I mean, you can go out there and you can make your own life. You can make your own money. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, basically. You know, and they're not used to having that realization that it's basically they don't know any better, really, because they don't know what.
Everybody said that tonight. Everybody said that. Nooney said that. A lot of people said that. A lot of people agree with y'all. But you know what? I know, like we said, when you know, like when you went through a Katrina, you can't smell the smells and see and understand because you wasn't there. But these fucking people know. They act like they don't know. And they may not know it as well as the people who are experiencing it, but they know what they could be going through. Even if they don't know the smell, they know it exists. They know it's a possibility. You feel what I'm saying? Like the homie said, you know, some people got to get burned with fire before they believe hell is hot. All right, the next question: Do you think that ungrateful people are just a personality trait, or is that an environmental thing? Which one you think?
It's basically a personality trait.
Okay, everybody pretty much went with that one tonight. I was kind of on the fence about it at first, but everybody was like real decisive, I guess, after it got broke down a little bit. What do you give me one example of an ungrateful motherfucker that you know?
All right, my homegirl, she's out there, she's working, she's out there going to school for nursing, she's doing another side job, she has her little baby, and her fucking baby's father just stays up at home, laid up on the motherfucking Xbox 360, fucking smoking, just chilling, just does whatever the fuck he wants. Motherfucker practically gets served on a regular basis. You got to go, and you got to go give him his food. Oh, he asked for this. Oh, and he fucking, and not only that, he fucking complains about every little fucking thing. He's just a worthless ass motherfucker. His ass needs to be gone already.
Now, you're right, Jenna. He is an ungrateful motherfucker. But your homegirl, she's doing all that.
I already know what you're going to say.
I already know. You already know. I'm not going to let your homegirl slide for being a stupid bitch. I can't let her slide, Jenna. It's not the K100 way. He's an ungrateful motherfucker, and she's a stupid bitch for letting him do that. All right? Now, you tell her I said so. You got your background for the love of everything sacred. Please shut it the fuck up. Roll up your car window. Put your baby in the room. If not, I ain't gonna open up your mic. But if you're on the K100 after party, I'm assuming that you want to holler at your boy, Miss McNair 817. Nooney's line is still open. Michigan girl, T. Lewis, Osmosis Jones, Keisha F, baby, Shay, and the Game Hunter is still here? Really? What's happening? All right, everybody, if you're on the show right now, all 11 of y'all, all y'all microphones are open. Thanks, everybody, for keeping the background to a minimum. Episode 114, or anything else that you'd like to talk about, it's a free-for-all. Shoot! Oh!
I just got one thing. I just want to give a shout out to Miss Ruby Candy for adding some meat to her pink taco. Ain't mad at her.
If somebody could tell, too late, I can't call her out. Now, I was trying to get to her. She hung up. I was going to open up her line, but she had to go do another show or something. I bet she does another show somewhere else at this time, I think. But she had to hang up. But yeah, I was going to get on her ass. You know, I think that's why she's coming for the after party. Because, you know, normally that motherfucker be in the building. For some reason, mysteriously, she's not here for the after party tonight. She knew I was going to give it a third degree about that shit. I still don't understand how she gay and she goddamn doing all this fucking and talking about dick. I'm like, you ain't fucking gay. You just think you gay.
Confused motherfucker.
I'm going to get her ass, though. That's why she ain't on this motherfucker tonight, because she knew I was going to let her have it on this after party. Anybody else? Anybody else anything you want to go about? Hello? What the fuck? Hell, y'all goddamn quiet. What the hell going on with y'all? Nobody got nothing. I could just goddamn end the show. This is for y'all. This is for everybody who wanted to say something and get a chance.
Well, I'm going to finish my story, man, about the dollar store, man.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, man.
Shit, knowing that, and you know, I mean, come on, man, you know, I already know.
Well, this was kind of okay. It was kind of a little shiesty, but he had, like Scarface said, I ain't never did nothing to nobody that ain't have it coming to him, and he had it coming to him. The nigga didn't pay rent on time. Sometimes he would try to spiff us on the rent. I mean, he just did all kind of shit, man. So.
You try to act shot when the nigga called the police, and you know you let the nigga come in there and steal that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But Blue, let me tell you.
You try to act shot though, but you know though, you already know.
I thought he was, you know, most niggas. This is what he told the police that I stole: a lawn chair and a $25 boom box. So I was thinking most dudes would be like, oh, okay, it's just a lawn chair and a $25 boom box. That ain't something to be get all antsy about. But most dudes would have been like, okay, whatever. But he actually called the police on me for that. And this is
he was a bitch nigga, but you just acted like, you know, at first you was like he was ungrateful. I'm like, nigga, you did let nigga steal his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the ungrateful part was, man, when we first got up there, we was the only people that, you know, knew each other in the building and everything. We kind of hung out together. And, you know, I helped him. The dude could actually rap, but he was dumb as shit, and he couldn't spell. I used to help him arrange his songs. I used to help him write his papers. Dude couldn't even put together a sentence.
Right.
You know? Damn. So I stuck my neck out for that dude, and that's why I say he was, you know, an ungrateful motherfucker, man.
all right, fine. 817.
Hey, Blizzard, what's up?
Who's this?
This is Carrie with Center Stage.
How you going to be on the show the whole time and don't raise your hand, Carrie?
Well, you've been so busy, I've just been listening. I was just that's enjoying true. The show. I was just listening. I enjoyed the show.
Did you enjoy the show?
I really did enjoy the show. Thank you for calling in our show this Saturday. Yeah, I did enjoy your show tonight. I really did.
This is everybody. This is Carrie from Center Stage. She's also a blog talk host. She's got a pretty good show. Her show be on more serious topics than mine. You feel what I'm saying? But,
not really.
No, yeah, really, you do. You know what I'm saying? Not that it'd be more. I mean, you know, your conversation is more less cursing. Even though it gets hyped and excited and hyped, yours is just more tame than K100. I'll say that. Your show is more tame.
And I think I didn't give you a chance to make your point this weekend, and I think I misunderstood what you said. You ought to tell the people what you said on my show this weekend about the lady and what you thought her options should be once she told you what she told you.
Oh, well, all my K100 listeners already know, see?
Okay.
Episode, I forget what called A Man's Right to Choose. I did a whole fucking show about that, Carrie. Now, Carrie had a show this weekend about deadbeat daddies. You understand what I'm saying? But much to her surprise, I think, Carrie was bombarded by A, no females calling in, and B, all the males calling in and putting all these goddamn sorry ass hoes on Front Street. That's
they did! See
what I'm saying? And I don't know why you were surprised, Carrie. Because one thing about it, everybody knows it. Listen, see what happened was, you named your show Deadbeat Dads. That automatically put men on the defensive. You feel what I'm saying? When you did that, you're going to have men like me look at that title, read that, and be like, Deadbeat Dads? But hold on, let's talk about some of these sour-ass goddamn hoes out here getting pregnant and having 3 and 4 babies. We're going to automatically be defensive when you just say that. And so
but I thought they had got that out of their system talking on your show the other night.
Well, no. Like that, you're going to have to represent both sides of the coin. Now, what I told Carrie,
I think I represent it.
Well, no, you didn't. Well, not even you. We made you represent.
You feel what I'm saying? But you really, we made you represent. But in your synopsis of your show, you didn't represent us. You try to make it seem like it's all men's fault, as if sometimes women don't do shit like use a kid for child support and don't want to sit on their lazy asses and don't want to work and shit. You feel what I'm saying? All kind of shit that go on. Just like my homegirl, Michigan girl right here on the line just said. You got this lazy bitch over here, got a man taking care of her and doing all this extra shit and taking care of motherfuckers ain't even motherfucking his, and this bitch want to goddamn complain. So you can't just, you can't just say deadbeat. When you said deadbeat dads, you never did get to the actual definition of what you call a deadbeat dad, because some of what you were saying don't necessarily constitute a deadbeat dad. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's what everything was. I think I said it in my intro. I think you missed the intro.
I did miss the intro.
A deadbeat dad is just one who doesn't show up financially, emotionally, you know, physically, just doesn't show up, period. Or any of the above. One or any of the above. That's a deadbeat dad.
Okay, well, what I was saying was on my show, what I had episode, A Man's Right, what I said on center stage, ladies and gentlemen, all my K100 followers already know I feel this way. If a motherfucking woman get pregnant out of wedlock, they need to start making these motherfucking hoes, okay, have to sign a paper saying that they informed the father that they're having a pregnancy, and if the man does not want the pregnancy to continue, because these motherfucking women have the right to go down to the abortion clinic and fix their mistake a month or two after the fact. If they're going to get this motherfucking paper saying that this man actually wants you to have this motherfucking baby, this is the pregnancy that's wanted, he wants you to have the baby. If you don't sign that shit, but you can't get no child support, that'll make some of these motherfucking women stop goddamn go out here fucking these niggas and getting motherfucking pregnant and having all these goddamn baby daddies and all these unwanted babies out here, thus creating deadbeat dads. You understand what I'm saying? Because a woman can go back and fix some mistake with an abortion, a man don't have that option, even if that's his motherfucking husband. A woman, it's a woman's body. So if you want to be a motherfucking woman and have a baby out of wedlock, motherfucker, you need to get a goddamn form signed by this man saying that, yes, I agree, and I wanted you to have this pregnancy full term, or else you can't get no motherfucking child support, bitch. Let's see how many motherfucking goddamn babies running around this motherfucking inn.
I think the point I was making that you made was that you said the lady who got the baby by you that was unplanned and was a jump off.
Right.
Basically, your thought was you only had one thought for her, that she needed to terminate. And I said,
right,
you cannot use abortion as a means of birth control.
Women do it all the time. Women do it all the time.
But I mean,
women do it all
the
time. What is it? It is a form of birth control. It is a question. No. First of all, it is a form of birth control, because you do want to control the fact that that baby's being born. So any woman who's ever had a fucking abortion has used it as birth control. You didn't want the child to be born. You terminated. That end of story.
But y'all can't get with every jump off, and then if she says she's pregnant, then y'all say, okay, just start killing all these babies, though, right? That's not what you're saying, right?
If abortion, as long as abortion is legal in this country and it's an option for women, okay? And first of all, half of these motherfucking women who try to make a big deal about it and had an abortion, they may not want to have another abortion, but bitch, you shouldn't have goddamn got pregnant out of wedlock either, bitch. You feel
what
I'm saying?
But you're saying, though, every jump-off situation, and you guys have a lot of jump-off situations, that every time you make a mistake with a jump-off, that you think she can terminate the pregnancy.
If we're having any jump-off situations, we're having them with somebody else that's with them. So these motherfucking women doing the jump-off at the same time.
Do all the ladies on the phone agree with you?
I don't know, but they're on the phone. Speak up.
Do y'all agree with him?
Speak up. I got a line full of them. What, y'all deaf?
Hold on. I had to put the phone down. Wait, I missed something.
I'm taking my dog out. I'm trying to be muted right now.
I'm listening to the debate.
What did I miss?
It's been pretty good. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to go back. I'm not going back through it. I'm not even going back through it. You feel what I'm
Blizzard
saying?
Said that if he has sex with a jump off and she gets pregnant, then she should just automatically terminate the pregnancy because it was a jump off.
I don't think it should be automatically terminated, but I think
Carrie, you did not even repeat what I just said exactly word verbatim, okay? First of all, I said that it was automatic or whatever. Listen, baby, it's not automatic. I just gave you an option. I said, if you a motherfucking woman and you go out here and have sex out of wedlock and get pregnant, they should make you, as a woman that got pregnant and had sex out of wedlock with a man, if you need to get a form. Man has to sign social security number and all that right there, saying that this man wants you to go full term with the pregnancy. Bitch, if he don't sign it, you on your own, because it ain't your husband. Now, some of these motherfucking hoes will stop fucking getting pregnant by their jump off. That's what the fuck I said.
Wait, 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 wait,
Yeah. All every motherfucker went on the line. Every woman on the line. Every woman on the line. Every woman on the line. That'll stop a lot of these motherfucking unwanted pregnancies. Because one thing about it, you goddamn women got the option to get abortion a month after the fact or whatever when y'all want to change y'all goddamn mind. But we don't have that option. And y'all know I done talked about this episode on one of the episodes of K100, A Man's Right to Choose. I've already had this show.
Listen, I ain't the one. I'm just saying. That's what you said on my show, and I'm just repeating it. I mean, period. You said that. I'm just repeating what you said.
I can mean it.
Y'all go a while. I think if the chick knows that it's nothing serious or he's married and she went into it knowing that her ass get pregnant on purpose or whatever, then you kind of left yourself open for that one. So you need to handle that on your own or, you know, do whatever.
But Michigan girl, that's not how it works. It ain't no, you need to handle it on your own. No, the bitch can go get child support and all this other extra. And then when niggas goddamn get mad and be like, bitch, whatever. Now they want to be calling them dad. They want to call them dad beat ass. You have shows like Carrie had.
I ain't saying it was right. But I'm saying if she knew going in what the deal was, then she shouldn't be trying to break up his marriage later on because she got pregnant on purpose or whatever. But then, you know, we had this argument on the show. The men still have some responsibility. If you wrap it up.
I mean, if you know she'll jump off, why would you have unprotected sex with her?
Listen, I'm telling you, listen to me. That is where I said I understand that point, but what I'm trying to tell you is the unfair part about it is the women, even when after the woman finds out that she's pregnant, you feel what I'm saying? At that point, the man is done. It's a wrap. He is out of the loop. Anything else is up to her and her only. You feel what I'm saying? At that point right there, it's all on the woman, whether she want to terminate. Guess what? She should have goddamn made him wrap him up, but the bitch get to change her mind because she can take a black ass or white ass or whatever ass down into that clinic and handle that shit. You understand what I'm saying? So she still got motherfucking options. Once she got them turned up, she's going to have to go with me.
Hello?
What the fuck
is that?
Hello?
That's
somebody's name
right
now.
Sound like an
escort.
What's going
on?
I'm
trying to put
in.
Got
all right, I found him.
I got him.
I don't know.
That wasn't my shit. I got to let everybody know. Not my shit.
That wasn't on the line.
I don't know.
Can I say something? Can I say something to the ladies, man? Let me explain something to y'all, man. At the end of the day, man, y'all got to chill on out with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's y'all fault, the ladies. Y'all got to start drinking them instead of catching them. You understand what I'm saying? If you really want to be 100% sure about what you're doing and what's going to happen and what's not happening, make sure you psychic and drink a hot cup of babies. When you know it's about to come, you get it. You're always walking around talking about how y'all know motherfuckers and if I'm pregnant, a nigga going to do this and how much shit he not going to be. Drink the baby.
Well, then
they have
to pineapple and the peppermint, and then you make
sure it's
sweet enough to get them.
See, I challenge the lady to agree with me on here, because she ain't going to try to find no solution with that. You know what I mean? She won't just be like, make sense. I'll do it anyway, so this time I'm going to be sure.
You can't get pregnant, so
instead of saying it, do it. Just be like, I'm going to make sure it don't go down. I'm gonna make it feel good. He's still going
to
fuck with you.
Well, y'all tried to argue with me when I said that actually worked. Everybody said that was crazy.
I didn't. Not me. Don't say y'all. I'm just like, that's the easiest way you could do it and shit. I'm just like, yo, it spreads it out. Your hair gets shiny and shit. You don't got to get deep conditioner. It's like eating a vitamin E pill. You're going to be good. Your teeth going to be good. It's a fact that females that drink semen, their mood better. Because of the chemical effect. I have written documentation on that. The chemical effect of semen has. I'm telling you, I got it. I got some real shit that you could go check it out on the internet. I'm going to put that shit up, too.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to need to read that. So their mood is better.
I noticed Alvina and Shay are always kind of happy.
Oh,
Why you think we got nobody to mask?
Damn it, man.
Well, Shay, I guess we are happy people, so what is that?
I'm telling you. Hey, it ain't nothing wrong with having a smile on your face, baby.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
You ain't tripping.
That's the truth, man. I'm telling y'all some real shit, man. If you look on the page, I bulletin a couple times. It's on there. I put it out there. Like, oh,
it's
shit.
On Game Hunter or it's on the other page?
On Game Hunter. Like, I put that shit up like I discovered oil. Like, wow.
I'm
going
to have to
Eureka.
Repost that on my page.
I'm going to have to do some research and go find that one. I need to read that one.
All right. But, I mean, look, Carrie from Center Stage. First of all, Carrie, real quick, I only got not too many people on here, but y'all need to check Carrie's show out, even though, Carrie, your time slot is murder for me to catch your show. She's, like, right on doing college football Saturday hours.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I try to support the sister. Carrie, tell them how they can get to the show.
Actually, Center Stage airs live every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Time. We're a little different from Blizzom. So, you know, Blizzom, you might tell them the difference. We're a little different. But it's still informative and uplifting and that kind of thing. And we have fun over there. But we don't keep it as 100 as over here.
Yes, definitely. That sounds most festive. I want to call there and talk like that when I call there.
I be on there trying not to cuss and shit because I don't want to sound like the ignorant nigga in the group. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, we won't do
that.
Some bosom, buddy. We won't do that. We're just going to keep it 25 on there.
A for effort, though, Blizzard, yeah. But it's a little different. But it's still the same conversation. It's just a little different.
Yeah, we're going to keep it 25. It's okay. It's all goody-oody. Goody-oody in his house.
Oh, good
Yeah.
Wrong for that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get ready to sign off. I got to go over to Noonan's show. I told him I was going to be over there and interact heavily with him tonight. And I'm also going to be on Game Hunter's show. Once again, Game Hunter, tell him how to call into the show and tell him you want to hear Dream.
Yeah, y'all want to hear Dream or Big Game Hunting. Both, you know what I'm saying? It's important. Blizzard's been number one for, like, what, 3 months? 4 months or something like that. Yeah, you know, everybody I know is a rapper, but he's the only one that interacts and only one that has people call in and ask for a show. So y'all keep voting so Blizzard can stay number one. And, you know, the other shit I can't figure out, though. But anybody, if you send your music, tell your fan base to call in if you got any. I don't care if it's your mom or anybody. As long as they call in and say your shit is right.
All right. Give him the number one more time, gang.
Number is 347-237-5272. Skype is available. And even if you don't make it to call in, make sure you tag my posts, anything having to do with the radio show. Tag them with the people's choice at the end of the day. If you got a friend or whatever, got music on the show, make sure you tag them up. You know what I mean? Let me know what's going on or work me so I can notice them.
All right, man, I'm getting ready to end the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for episode 114. Oh, once again, I'm only doing 2 shows this week, so tomorrow's the last show, and then I'm taking the rest of the week off for the holidays. I'm going to be traveling. Holla at y'all tomorrow, all right? Thanks. Later.
Later.
Later.